can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And why doesn't the press search harder when it involves pro-lifers? They certainly do when it's pro-choicer.
Tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. You could doctor tape.
You, sir, are an idiot.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, nothing makes this a happier Friday than when I get to stand in front of this microphone and proudly say, ladies and gentlemen, TGIP. Thank goodness it's Phil. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You know what Phil loves more than anything?
What?
Lunchtime. You know, dude, that's not fair. You say stuff that's funny to us, but we can't repeat why it's funny.
I know,
but he did. But Phil really did want me to ask you a question on his behalf.
What's that?
He's curious.
How you doing?
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. High Functioning and all the ships at sea. Hey, say hi to America's favorite big b-holes, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob. And hello and thank you for listening. It's a new episode. It's Friday. September 29th. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
877-365-3636, your hotline to the hip. We pepper our show with your telephone calls.
Oh, yes, we do.
And I will abide by the words I heard from my wife as I left the house today.
What's that? What would those words be?
She came over, she gave me a kiss. Very nice. And she said, remember today, no fighting.
Play nice.
I said, okay, honey.
No fighting. It's going to be a fight-free zone today.
Yeah, I believe we got a love fest going today. Well, you know, Fridays are always jam-packed. And to be honest, I think if you really went back and checked, we're good for about one a month.
About one real good one.
About one show a month that's just nothing but going back and forth with people.
And yeah, I think we need a day. It was a perfect day. You and I were both kind of in the mood for it, and we both got it out of our system yesterday.
And now, incidentally, like I mentioned yesterday, that we've had a day to reflect on it and a day to think about it.
Yeah.
Indeed, all of yesterday's show has been logged for best of.
Oh, my God.
You'll be hearing the debacle that was yesterday's show 6 or 7 months from now.
Because at the Don and Mike Show, we are aware of the fact that Americans love conflict.
They do.
They do indeed.
They do, and I got some of it firsthand today, some of that feedback. I want to say hi to the carpet cleaners, these guys who come over to our house once every 6 months with all of the, you know, the high-speed, big, fancy carpet stuff, and they get all the dog urine stains out of the carpeting.
They have the big equipment.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they
big,
load it
big,
in.
Like stainless steel stuff.
They load it in, and as they were coming in, you know, they couldn't have been nicer. They said, you know, thank you for the great years of entertainment. And said, boy, what was going on yesterday on the show? And I said, well, that happens sometimes. Yeah. And then the guy just looked at me and he said, sometimes you just got to stand your ground.
Yeah, your ground.
You got to stand your ground.
But we'll get this carpet clean for ye.
Wait, that started a giant fight with my wife and myself. Oh. Because as these guys were going through the house and seeing the spots where the dogs, and I shouldn't say dogs, it is dog. Colonel Klink is wonderful. He's one of those dogs, the German Shepherd.
Right.
He, if he has to go, he holds it.
Goes outside.
Yeah, he lets you know. He comes up, he barks, he taps you on the leg, he says, hey, let me go, I got to do something. The little dog, Max, will simply stand at the door. and look outside.
Right.
And if you don't happen to be walking by in the moment that he's looking out the door, he'll just go take a crap somewhere or take a leak somewhere.
Oh, he pees too?
Yeah, and he does it all over the house. So
And like if he does it at one place, that means he'll go back to that place occasionally too. So every time he goes to a different place, that's a place he can revisit.
Listen to how desensitized we are. When the guys came in to clean the carpet, I said, "Yeah, there's some spots around where the dog has gone." And as soon as these guys walked around, they said, "Oh my God, it smells like it in here." And I said, "Really?"
Now, I didn't even notice.
Keep in mind, I'm battling a cold and a flu here.
Right.
But even my wife said, "Well, no. We don't smell it." He says,
"No, you won't."
He said, "No, oh no, your house definitely smells of dog urine."
Mm. Oh my God!
So the guy went around and then he cleaned all the different spots out, and then my wife went on this tangent where she got back out the electric collars. I'm trying to wean her from the electric collars. she gets the electric collars on the dogs, and then she says, "From now on, whenever we leave the house, the dogs have to be put in their kennels."
Okay.
And I said, "No, that's cold. That's just inhuman. These are dogs who have lived in our house. We've had Clink for 5 years. We've had Max for 2 years. All of a sudden, whenever we leave the house, we're going to have to put them in a box."
Well, you're supposed to do that when they're little. It's called kennel training.
Yeah, I know.
And you can do it when they're older, but...
But they're not little now. And Frida said, "Well, what we'll do to make it better is we'll get a big one and we'll put them in one big one together." Huh. And what she's really doing is penalizing the big dog because... Yeah. The little dog likes to go in the house.
Well, then you just put the little dog in there.
Well, listen, I'm a softie. I don't want to put the little one in the cage.
Yeah, you know, kennel training is, even when you're doing it when they're puppies, is tough. It's even tougher to do it with older. But if he's tiny, I mean, you could put him in a big one.
Well, I don't want to.
But if you put it in a big one, he's going to poop in the big one.
I don't want to put the dog in a cage.
No.
I just don't want it. And so listen, I'll work this out with my honey over the weekend. But this was part of the discussion we had today.
Have you thought about sending him to somebody?
Mike, we've already taken both dogs to obedience.
The little one. I'm just talking about the problem one. But the other dog. Well, yes. The one dog's gone. Brandy's gone, yes. Right?
Well, no, Brandy is alive.
Brandy's still alive.
She is on life support. She has been farmed out to my in-laws' house.
Oh, that's right.
So now the only dogs we have left are
just out here at the beach.
Clink and Max.
So Max, to the best of your knowledge, is the only dog doing it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you can, you know, listen, Max is a little terrier, and
right.
Clink is a German Shepherd.
Yeah, you can tell by the size of the stool.
Right. When Clink goes out and pinches a loaf,
right.
I mean, it's massive.
Well, that's tough.
And I don't want to put the dogs in these boxes. And
does he go anywhere? Does he go anywhere in the house, or is there like a favorite area that you could keep him out of?
No, he's got a spot. In the living room.
Is it where he hides, like where he sneaks off to do it?
Oh, no, it's right by the dining room table in our big living room area. He's also got a spot upstairs by our bed, and he's got a spot underneath the stairs as you go down to the basement. So my wife's way that she compromised on this was that she got out more of the electric fence today. She got more of the wiring. And now our house... It just looks like a mess because she's taken the electric fence and she's now wired all of these different rooms in the house. So we have like electrical tape going up the walls and down on the hardwood floor because...
It's like an improvisational use for electric fence.
She wants to make it so that if the dog even walks into the room where he's taken a crap before... He's going to get the shock immediately.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad idea.
Well, no, see, the whole electric fence thing, I think, is inhumane.
I agree. I had electric fence. I agree with you.
I understand with it outside,
It's electric. It's inhuman until, like, the dogs figure it out, and then it's not really because it's just like another fence.
I'll be honest. Outside, it works great.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we don't have the collars on the dogs, they both just run to the end of the lawn. They don't dare go any further.
Right.
But inside the house, and see, this is where my wife, this is where I lose her. With the little dog, because she's already allowed the little dog to go in all of these other rooms.
Right.
The little dog knows that he can cross the threshold from the entranceway into the living room, into the TV room, and now all of a sudden, every time he does, his world is going to be rocked.
Right.
So she said, to soften the blow, she took his collar, and my wife is way too into this electric fence thing and putting the collars on the dogs, and she took tape, and she taped around the spot that gives him the shock. So she said, that will dull the blow.
That'll do more than that. That'll eliminate the shock.
But it'll make a noise, and he's conditioned now when he hears the noise to know that the pain is coming.
Oh, the pain is coming. Yeah. It's pretty inhuman.
It's ridiculous. I said, listen, you know, it's not the dog craps in the house, maybe an average of once a week.
Right.
You know, is it that big a deal?
Yeah, no, I guess it isn't. I mean, we have one that Hamilton does the same thing. And he goes to one spot, though, and it's down in the basement. He sneaks off as far away from humans as he can. So we just started putting a gate up at the top of the stairs and, you know, trying to take him out on a regular basis.
So anyway.
Once they do it, though, if he's doing it all over the place, even with all the carpet cleaning in the world, he'll still have his scent there. And if he's gone in one area, he's going to go back to those areas and go.
Yeah, it's fine to me. And, you know, as I said to her, as I looked around the house, which, you know, it's not a palace, okay, the house that we live in. I mean, most days of the week, you know, it looks like a bunch of cave people are living in our house.
It looks like it's okay for a dog to crap on the floor.
Yeah, that's...
Is that what you're saying?
Thank you for crystallizing my thought, Mike. I don't think it would be out of line for me just to drop my pants and drop a load in the family room.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if they went on tile? If they all just went on like a smooth surface all the time?
One of his spots is tile.
Well, tile be the best.
That's one of the spots. So anyway, that's the argument that I was going through with her today. Listen, on the show today, we're going to have people coming down with the most unusual bodies.
Good.
This will be during the show, throughout the show. We're giving away $1,500 shopping spree to the Sharper Image. This is promotional consideration, 15 days of 007 on TBS Superstation.
Good.
Every night through October 15th. We only have two confirmed people coming down today.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have some last-minute folks coming by.
All right. Sure.
We do have the boy with one arm longer than the other and six fingers on one hand.
Yeah, he's the confirmed arrival.
And we have a second confirmation. A woman with skin tags inside her vagina.
Oh, she's going to come down.
Yes.
Good.
So as soon as they arrive...
Oh, incidentally, mine are killing me today.
Wait, your skin tags in your vagina?
Well, he told me, I don't have them on my vagina, but I have them very close to my vagina. And I will tell you right now, he said that in a couple of days, you know, when they started to freeze to death and fall off, that I was going to be in a little discomfort. And that's a little bit of an understatement, because right now I'm trying to walk with my legs spread. Because there's a little agony down there.
Cowboy. It's a handsome look.
So I'll show you if you'd like to see him sometime.
I saw you walking down the hall today. I could tell today. But I couldn't tell if it was a walk because of that.
Or my back.
Or because of your back.
I'm falling apart.
You know, your stinky, cheesy back magnet is still in our mailbox at the front of the radio station.
Yeah, I used it like one day and then I stopped using it. So I'll bring it home. If anyone would like to borrow it, it's a very valuable piece of equipment.
Who wants to borrow it?
It's very valuable.
Oh,
it's just rested a few inches above the crack of my ass. But it doesn't touch it's never touched my skin.
But it is so cheesy looking. It has the...
It is. Well, that's because it's got the Velcro straps.
Right.
And they get all the like material from clothing and stuff like that. That's an extremely valuable piece of equipment there.
Well, it's up at the front desk if anybody wants it. Now listen, on today's show, because we got people coming down throughout the show, we're gonna have to move things around just a little bit, so bear with me. And I know that yesterday, oh Christ, did I hear it today? I got the phone call about the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. Not about the content of the show or anything that was done.
They usually don't care about that.
But the fact that for virtually 3 hours, I think we played 8 minutes of commercials.
Ooh.
And then in the last hour of the show, we played like 45 minutes of commercials.
We got caught up in the moment.
So, you know, they yelled at me. So we're going to have to run a little more on schedule today. And we're going to have to do things back backwards. We're going to do Jeopardy earlier than we normally do. We're going to start Buzz's News earlier than we normally do.
Okay.
Because Friday we normally pick the pros with someone, you know, who we know from TV, Jim Nance.
Right.
Today it was supposed to be Chris Collinsworth. As it turns out, he had a plane canceled from New York. He was going to be in the air at the time. We wanted to talk to him. We said we don't trust airplane phones. We put a call in. John Madden is in town. John Madden would love to come on the show today, but he can't do it for about three more hours.
Has he gotten into town yet?
Yeah, he's here. His bus has been here for 2 days.
Okay.
But he's got a meeting or something, and we, you know, of course, we'll move everything around to have John Madden on the show, because he's our favorite, bar none.
Oh, man, he's the greatest, and it's always a thrill. It's still a great, huge thrill to have him on the show. He's been on the show a bunch of times, and I think it's terrific.
So we will have the Pick the Pros Until They Scab and Bleed very late in the show. Today, whereas we normally have it very early in the show.
Very good.
And we have J.O. tapes to watch today. I've been told that there are finally a couple of serious J.O. tapes that have arrived today.
Male or female?
I haven't been told. All I was told was that three came in today, one of them was an obvious goof, and
three.
And two of them are on the level.
Okay.
Okay? And I know lots of people are standing by. I see the phones are hopping, but I'm going to wait just a moment before we go to the phones.
Wow.
Because I did have just a couple of things to throw at you that I didn't get a chance to throw at you yesterday.
All right.
For instance, the story about Cunny Lee Gifford. She got this album out now,
mm-hmm.
and she's trying very hard to get on the Regis show to promote her album.
Oh, she
but
makes
you're going to love this. You're going to love this. They turned her down.
There you go.
They turned her down. Regis and Gelman turned down Cunny Lee Gifford. Okay. She requested an appearance on the show, not as a guest host, but simply as a guest to plug her new album.
How long has she been gone?
And they turned her down. A month.
Unbelievable. Yeah. She can't. I told you. I predicted this. I said this. She is not going to be able to survive. She cannot stand it. She's now regretting that move. It's the biggest mistake of her life.
That's fantastic. So, she, you know, the Cunny's been gone a month. She calls. You know, the two of them must have, you know, they're probably in a Swedish bath somewhere.
Right.
You know, somewhere in Queens. They get the cell phone.
You tell her to go to hell.
And they turn her down. And then they also note that Regis' ratings are up 26% since Cunny Lee left the show.
Freed up that poison. Cut out that cancer.
Something about Dr. Laura. We're going to keep the topic on Cunny's here. You know that her new TV show sucks and that they had pulled it off the air after 2 weeks already because it's doing so poorly?
Yeah, the excuse they said was they're going on hiatus to retool the program.
Here is the latest story about Dr. Laura's TV show. Because her show sucks so bad, her TV show, the producers have now stopped bringing regular people in to sit in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
They are hiring actors.
Oh, my God.
And one of the actors has now come out in the press.
And said he was paid to be in the audience.
And said, listen, mm-hmm. I was paid to be in the audience.
Oh, my God.
I was instructed to stand up and ask a question. Just at the moment, but Dr. Laura needed it the most.
That's bad.
As a matter of fact, this actor says he was hired to sit in the audience 5 separate times.
Oh, my God.
4 out of 5 audience members on any given show are paid to be there, and half of the people who are paid to be in her audience are actors by trade. They have their SAG card.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's the latest from Dr. Laura.
She needs all the help she can get.
And then I forgot to mention to you about Jerry Springer.
What's Springer doing now?
Okay. Jerry Springer's show is coming back on. The ratings are going down. They will have a new set for Jerry Springer this year.
It's
going
to be a boxing ring?
They will have no fights on the Jerry Springer show this year.
Bye-bye.
Fewer freaks. But, along the same lines, on the first show, they're going to have a woman who suspects her husband of having sex with her cousin.
There you go.
On the second show, a guy's going to tell his girlfriend that he has a sexual fetish, that he wants to be a dog.
Okay, Springer, yeah. But they're not going to have any freaks on.
He is going to show her a tape of him naked chasing a frisbee through a park and trying to catch a frisbee in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
But they say that this is the year they clean up Jerry Springer.
Oh, sure, yeah. A guy running through a park chasing a frisbee.
No more kites.
I heard they're going to go on location.
No more fights.
To trailer parks also. They're going to take cameras to trailer parks to shoot parts of the shows. Now.
Springer is?
For Springer, yeah. Because he cares, Buzz.
That's right. Okay, the last thing I have for you. All this just leftover junk from this week that I wanted to bring up on the show. It's about Eminem.
My name is
He has a Christmas record.
The real Slim Shady has a Christmas record?
Oh, no. He has a Christmas record that's going to be released soon. We'll have a copy of it next week.
What's it, a white trash Christmas?
In his new Christmas song, a pregnant woman is killed by her psychotic boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He drops the F-bomb, the S-bomb, the GD-bomb.
Angry young man.
Yeah. He gets a letter from a guy who brags about killing his girlfriend after locking her in the trunk of the car. The letter ends with the sound of the car driving off a bridge and crashing. And this is the Eminem Christmas song.
Well, that's nice. You know what? It's going to sell a gazillion copies. Sure.
It will.
It'll probably be a record breaker.
Yeah. It will.
I don't know whether I'm happy about
Merry
that,
Christmas.
I'm not. But it's just the truth. It's it's our society.
What a bunch of great news that was. That's a bunch of stuff I wanted to bring up on the show, but as it turns out, we've been fighting with people all week. and we've had...
You seem to want to get it all out at the beginning just to make sure you at least you can say, hey, I got this in there. You seem a little trepidatious about the calls to come.
No. Not at all.
All right.
Well, maybe a little. Just want to make sure that I get some of the same points, some of the stuff that I thought we should discuss on the show this week. And now, let's take some phone calls.
Good idea.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you guys doing?
How you doing? How you doing today?
I just want to let you guys know that I got through to the guy who you gave out his phone number yesterday.
Here they come.
See, it started right away.
I mean, why wait? This guy's been waiting till we signed on. Yes, and what happened?
Well, I called him yesterday, and he wasn't available, but I just called him today, and I let him know that it was his nuts calling him back. And he denied knowing anything about it. Okay. And then I called again right after that, and he was unavailable again.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Talk to you later.
Thank you. We'd like to move past the ugliness of yesterday's show.
That would be a wonderful thing to do. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Just like to move away from that if we could.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, that was Thursday. Much different.
Middle of the week.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
My girlfriend and I got into an argument last night, and I said, Shih Tzu, that's a golden retriever, maybe a Cocker Spaniel, but there's no way that dog is a Shih Tzu.
Are you just trying to say Shih Tzu?
No, that's what happened. We got in an argument.
What's the point?
Oh, no, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get it? Because his girlfriend...
His
girlfriend's name is Sue.
Retriever.
Oh.
Hey, Shih Tzu, the golden retriever is...
Now I understand.
Right.
It was kind of a bad phone, but nice effort.
I'm going to try one more.
I'm going to try to be nice to everybody today.
Don't try again. Let me just point out, for those of you who are historians, this is how it started yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly how it started.
Well, now, wait a second. Wait, though. Wait.
Two totally confident, overconfident guys that that thought they were funny.
Wait. Let me defend myself.
Can't. You know what?
Remember?
You remember what?
When I called about the Norfolk women?
That was a good one. I'll give you that. That was a good one.
Okay. So I thought I just...
How was that one again? Give us that one again, because that was better.
Okay. Here's my policy. I never kiss Norfolk women. Richmond, maybe. Virginia Beach all the time.
That's
never
right.
Norfolk.
That's
okay.
Solid.
That's right. You should have retired after that call.
Yeah, stick with that one. That one is solid.
I'll retire now.
That's okay. a big winner. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Go in peace.
See you later.
Do you notice how positive I was trying to be with him?
I know. I'm proud of you.
I'm really going to work on it today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Buddy.
How you doing? Mike.
Hey.
How you doing?
Just fine, thank you.
Buzzy.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, you know what? With all these greetings, you might have used up all your allotted time.
Right.
How you doing?
Okay, hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, Don and Mike. How are y'all doing?
We're doing fine.
Well, I just wanted to call and talk about Jamie from Big Brother. I mean, I think she's hot. I think Playboy will be all over her to pose in Playboy.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
I think she's a moose. I would look at her naked.
Sure.
Sure. I mean, you can cover up her head, put a bag over her head.
I'll tell you, her sister, though, who was in the audience when they let her out of the house, her sister is turbo hot.
Right. Well, you could always put a thumb over her face, as someone pointed out, if you got a picture and you're doing something there.
How you doing?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio Gods.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah, requesting, I don't know if you can be able to have the power to do dream interpretations, because I have a reoccurring nightmare that keeps happening to me over and over. I'm on an anti...
So do I, and here's the dream. Every day I wake up and get in my car, and I come here, and we do this show. And we take live phone calls. That's it.
Jesus.
All right, tell us about your dream, Anna.
Well, I'm on antipsychotic medication called Zyprexa, and it has a warning on the label not to take alcohol with this medication.
Right.
And I used to take cocaine along with the medication to kind of drown out a traumatic experience I had with a certain celebrity when I was a child. And
you know what? We got another one here. I don't know what it is. We got a giant butterfly net this week.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
This is three mental patients in 1 week that have called this show now.
Yeah. And can you mention the celebrity?
Well, I will at the end of this.
No.
Now, you got to mention the celebrity up front, or we're going to have to hang up.
You have to mention the celebrity. The celebrity is a pro wrestler.
Hold on.
Oh, you're the same guy.
He has taken on another form.
Oh.
He has taken on another form.
Oh, I take it back.
He is trying to kill me. And the dream is that I am sitting, I continue to have this dream that I'm sitting at a table.
This guy calls us. Uh-huh. He has...
Sitting at a table.
He has a fascination with...
No, I don't.
Obsession. Randy Savage.
Yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage.
This is the Randy Macho Man Savage guy.
What I'm saying is that the dream was real and I continue to have it. And what the dream is I'm sitting at a table and I'm eating a chocolate cake. And I'm not doing anything to bother anybody. I'm sitting by myself, enjoying myself, and I'm eating a chocolate cake.
Let me just tell everybody, this guy called us about a year ago, and he's all bent out of shape because he saw Randy Macho Man Savage in an airport. He asked him for
a long time ago. I never asked him for an autograph.
He asked him for an autograph or something.
No, I did not. I did not.
The guy said no.
You are quoting somebody else.
And since then, this guy has been...
You are quoting somebody else.
He's been berserk.
Yeah, he's not well.
You are quoting somebody else.
All right, finish your dream story.
Okay, the dream goes that I'm sitting at a table...
Eating a chocolate cake. Stop repeating yourself.
Okay, and this chocolate cake tries to kill me.
Uh-oh.
Trying to kill me, and all of a sudden it opens up its cake mouth, and it talks to me, and it says, "You son of a bitch, I'm going to kill you." And I throw this chocolate cake as far as I can. I throw it as far as I can, and I run across, I take off across the United States, and I make it all the way to Alaska, and
Stop. I don't care about the dream anymore. Just tell me, why do you endlessly call us
about
Randy Macho Man Savage?
Because you guys misquoted me a couple weeks ago. And,
let it go.
You misquoted me, and you quoted somebody else.
Oh, well, we're sorry.
You quoted somebody else.
Sorry about that. Thanks for calling.
I am the reason he is gone, because I called WCW 100 times. And
you are. And congratulations for that.
Yeah, way to go.
Good luck.
Way to go.
Good luck in your future endeavors.
Yeah, and you know what? Your address is 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia.
That's 10800 Main Street.
Yes, correct.
I know.
All right. Yes, and what does that have to do with anything?
We announce that on the air all the time.
It's in the phone book. It's where we have people come down to play our games. Were you excited about that?
Am I excited about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't understand. What significance does that have that you know our address?
I can just say that I kind of have a problem with anger and whatnot, and I'm kind of 12 miles away from you guys, so...
Really?
Oh. Really?
Well, what do you plan on doing?
Hmm?
What do you plan on doing?
Okay. Oh my God. You know, we're not trying to start it today.
No,
okay?
Of course not.
We're just taking the calls.
Mm-hmm.
We are just taking the calls.
Charlie?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Charlie's on it. Hello.
I wanted to make a long distance dedication, but I need Buzz's help.
How can I help?
Buzz, could you please dedicate for me to all those listeners that keep calling? They're coming to take me away, haha.
I consider it dedicated.
Oh, thanks, Buzz.
You bet.
Bye. All right, go ahead, Buzz.
Oh, you want to hear that now?
I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, we need a little palate cleanser.
I got nothing else going on.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Huh? You left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away. Ha ha, they're coming to take me away. Ho ho, hee hee, ha ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha.
Buzz Burbank, everybody.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Isn't he marvelous?
That's to our recent listeners.
Isn't he marvelous? And let me give you one extra version today.
Okay, very good.
How about the German version?
Oh, I'd love to hear it in German.
Okay. German version of Buzz's favorite song.
Mein Frau geht nie in der Kneipe, nein, doch wenn ich dabei bin, da hat sie
das genau wie ich und da ist mir alles wurscht. Die Alte sitzt an der Theke noch, ich lieh in den Pass und er gibt mich im Suff. Sie kommt nicht runter und ist nicht hoch auf Schwarz. Ich glaub, die hole mich ab, haha, ich glaub, die hole mich ab.
Okay. All right. There you go. That's for our German speaking friends calling the show today.
I thought maybe we just roll in here and it would start a brand new day.
No, you know what? That's why I had all my dog stuff, my Kathy Lee stuff.
You wanted to get it all in.
My M&M stuff.
Good God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddies, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
It's Brian from Dr. Brumell's office. I just wanted to make sure you guys got those Oakleys I dropped off for you.
We did your commercial.
Well, that's fine. I didn't hear it. I just wanted to make sure everything was cool, gentlemen.
Yeah, we actually got them, and Don read a nice little piece of paper about that.
Oh, you know, but there's nothing nicer than when someone actually comes to us and says, hey, I have a product. This guy works for the Oakley company. He says, hey, I get you guys some free sunglasses. Would you like to pick some out? And we said, that's wonderful.
Very nice.
And then as it turns out, the guy sent us a letter with the sunglasses saying, hey, now that I've given you free sunglasses, would you please read a free commercial for me? So I read the free commercial.
You did.
And then what makes it even nicer is after we read the free commercial,
we get a follow-up call.
Right.
To make sure that you did.
When we never asked for the sunglasses in the first place, we were glad to have sunglasses, and we were glad to give you the plug even after you wrote us a letter.
No, I wasn't calling again for a plug. I was calling to see if you got them. That's all, because I didn't hear it, man. Just doing my job.
You're doing your job. But your job, if you want to get advertising on a radio show, would be to call the main office and talk to a sales rep and get a schedule. That'd be the best way to do it.
I'll have to try that next time.
Yeah, that might be the best way.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
I really believed he wasn't calling for a plug when he said, hi, this is X from Dr. Y's office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when he wasn't calling for a plug. But thanks for the glasses.
Thank you.
Boy, I really backfired on that one, didn't I?
A little bit.
Well, I mean,
I really wasn't, gentlemen, but I understand where you're coming from.
Okay, so. Well, then we're kind of even the way it works now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're ahead by about 10 points. Thank you.
Okay.
I feel like an ass now. Thank
no, you. I don't feel like an ass.
Yeah, that's
right.
Okay.
Go
see you. See you later.
Hope you don't have a problem with anger.
Goodbye. Goodbye, friend.
I only live 12 miles.
Yeah. Okay, see you later.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about that one.
Mm. Oh, don't worry about that guy.
Hello. I'm not worried at all.
Not on my show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I was doing great, thank you.
Good. Hey, you guys will have a change of events from yesterday? I was just wondering if you guys could help me out with something.
Well, I didn't understand a word you were saying.
Between the abundance of saliva manufactured in your mouth and the quality of the phone, it is a little difficult to understand.
Put a knife to me. Well, I was trying to say...
What are you doing? What was that? What was that you said before you started talking?
I just told my friend of mine that I'm working with to put it on that radio station we listen to.
Okay, well, don't, because that will just confuse you to hear the radio.
No, I want him to hear it. I'm away from the radio. No, what I was trying to do is
you're
going
to have
yesterday.
To slow down. You're going to have to really speak slowly, though, so we can understand you.
How may we serve you?
All right, this is Roger from Bedford, Maine. And I was just wondering if you could probably call my wife out for me. And I wanted to announce to her that, you know, that she's always telling me that she loves me. And I was wondering if I could probably send something out so I could tell her.
Well, if your friend...
Over the radio. I'm having a hard time hearing me.
Well, go ahead and tell her you love her now. We can't call her, but tell her you love her.
Oh, you can't call her because I'm going to have you give her a phone number where she works.
No,
we can't do that.
No.
Oh, man.
All right, so you just tell her you love her on the radio.
Why don't you just call your wife yourself and tell her that you love her?
That'd be nice.
See, I wanted to do something special, say something over the national radio that everybody in the whole United States would hear that.
Well, you got through to the show, and I've said now for the third time, why don't you tell your wife you love her now? Okay?
Okay. My dear, if you can hear me, I love you very much, sweetheart. I want everybody in the whole United States to know how much I love you. I just wanted to announce it over the radio so everyone in the whole United States would hear it.
Okay.
You guys are awesome. How are you doing, bud?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for asking.
Hey, F the Patriots.
They suck, huh? Thank you. She's a lucky woman.
Shame he didn't mention her name.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike and Buzz. Hey, Mike. Hey, you've been to a lot of South Carolina lately. Mikey,
Lana,
watch out.
This is a speeding ticket I got.
I'm the cop who gave it to you.
Are you? No.
I'm coming after you.
Wait a minute. You're not the cop that gave it.
I'm the cop that gave it to you, buddy. I'm coming after you.
Are you the cop I had my picture taken with?
I am the cop you had your picture taken with.
Really?
No.
No, of course not.
Do I sound like a southern redneck?
Well, how do you know I got a ticket in London? Because you called before, and that was like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yes, it was about 7 years ago, because I've got a good memory.
And how did you find out about it?
Well, because there was an accident in Albuquerque, and they shut down I-40.
But didn't you get the speeding ticket in South Carolina?
Yeah.
Lata, South Carolina.
Well, what does that have to do?
What, doesn't that have a lot in common with I-40 in Albuquerque?
All right. Okay. Can we get police protection?
Honest hello.
To God.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike. I want to call and thank you.
I have stomach cramps.
What?
I'm a member of your target demographic, and you guys just keep unselfishly giving.
Well,
and
we have no choice, sir. The contract says we have to be here Monday through Friday.
I want to humble myself and say thank you very much. I'm sitting in Beltway traffic, and I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
You're very kind.
Have a good life.
Thank you for the call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air with us right now. Hello.
This is Glenn in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Yeah, hey. How are you doing?
you guys are talking about deformities, and I have a...
No, we're talking about the most unusual body contest.
No, sorry, excuse me. Most unusual body.
No, unusual, not unusable.
Unusual.
Did you see the Playboy centerfold with China on the cover?
We looked at it a couple of days ago.
Did you notice the centerfold, a certain position that she was in? She had an unusual body.
What was unusual about China's body? Be specific.
Well, it wasn't China's body. It was a centerfold body.
What about it?
Oh, no. You know, we didn't look at whoever the centerfold was. So what was...
You might want to look at one certain page. She's turned around, and they airbrushed just a little too much.
So what was unusual?
What was unusual? She was missing her b-hole.
You know, this is the second day in a row now we've heard B-hole on this.
B-hole.
She was missing.
But I thought they didn't show the B-hole in Playboy.
Well, it looks very, very unusual.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, that'll end our phone-in segment for the rest of the show today, I believe.
That was terrific.
You know what?
Thanks to everybody that called.
At least give us a hand. We did give it the old college try.
Yes, we did.
You know what I mean? We came in prepared to do a show full of call-in segments.
We did indeed.
But nope. You know what now? Get ready. Next 3+ hours, all us. No, you. Too bad. I'm sorry. I don't want today's show to end up being like yesterday's show.
Now, Charlie Broyhill has brought the Playboy magazine in.
Oh, good. Is it true?
And he's identified the picture in question.
You know, she just has her butt cheeks closed together.
Huh. Yeah, and it's a little airbrushed.
But, I mean, you know, Playboy never shows girls... with their legs spread open so you can see inside their dookie.
Yeah, it's an airbrushing job, but I understand it. So that lady's claiming that you could, you know...
You could doctor post.
I guess this woman would have preferred the centerfold's hands to be on either cheek, pulling apart.
It looks to me like she just has her butt cheeks pushed together.
Yeah, and it looks to me also like it's maybe been a little airbrushed there, they do on every photograph.
Yeah, BFD. All right, thank you, Charles.
I might need to look at that.
Thank you.
Bring that over to Buzz.
Pass Charles. That right over to Buzz, please.
We'll enjoy that.
Give that right out to the fans.
You've ignored one of the other possibilities.
What's that?
The woman is hideously deformed.
Yeah. Perhaps. Okay, listen. Clear these lines out, Lisa. If you can still hear me, my darling Lisa, we will say call 100 right now.
All right.
Start over, wipe the slate clean.
Yeah, baby.
Call 100, prize package selected especially for you. You know the phone number.
How you doing?
1-877-MENTAL. Call us now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wake up, Homer.
Hey.
Come on, move your butt. You're blocking traffic.
That's no way to address Sir Drinks-a-Lot.
Come on, let's get you inside and scrape the gum out of your hair.
Okay. Hey, Marge, what's your favorite radio station? Well, Marge.
What?
What's your favorite radio station?
You love to make them hit you, Don and Mike.
You sure do.
Oh, yeah.
Call 100 time, and here we go. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Call 100?
Yeah, right. You sure are. What's your name?
It's Destry from.
Jeffrey, hello.
No, Destry.
Destry?
Yeah. Piece of crap cell phone, I know.
As in Destry rides again, I guess.
That is it indeed.
Destry, call 100. Where do you live?
White Plains, Maryland.
You, my friend, have won a pair of tickets to the WJFK, CBS, WashingtonPost.com, Cars.com, Toys for Big Boys event.
All right.
This is a giant thing that we are going to be at, right?
Yeah, what it is an event that's, toys for big boys. They're going to have things like backyard putting greens and all fun stuff that you want to put in. You know, stuff that adult toys, really. And I'm not talking about the kind that are vibrators. It's just,
although Mike and I will be making our appearance with Playboy centerfolds.
That's the way they explain it to me.
Saturday, October 14th at the Capitol Expo Center, Chantilly, Virginia, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. We will be there. Probably for about an hour, so plan your time around the time we'll be there. We'd love to meet you.
Absolutely.
Great, thanks.
Thank you, my friend. Hold the line, please. Hold on a second. Well, there was a good call, 100.
Good.
Yeah. Now, before we get to the people with the unusual bodies, and if we have time, we'll watch the J.O. tapes today.
Good.
We received a letter, and I'm not quite sure how to react to this.
Okay.
It's somebody asking for something.
All right.
Okay? And a lot of times, if we get a letter in the mail with somebody asking for something, for instance, if it's I'll give you one that happened recently, a kid with cancer, and somebody writes us a letter, and they say, hey, can you help out? Well, what we do is we get a goodie bag together, and we sign a bunch of stuff, and we send teddy bears and stuff like that, but we never go on the air with any of that stuff, okay, because that's for guys like, Diamond in the Morning.
Right.
So, I get this letter today. And it starts to read like a charity letter, and I'm thinking we should do something with it until I get to the last paragraph.
Okay.
Where the guy is just basically asking us to pay for a hotel room for him.
All right.
The letter reads, Dear Don and Mike, my name is Ted. I live in Sacramento and listen to your show on KHDK. I've been a fan for 5 years. I have a small problem I was hoping you could help with. Jessica, my 16-year-old daughter, and I have been planning a trip to D.C. for 9 months. We planned on staying at my sister's best friend's place, which is 4 miles away from the mall, where we intend to spend the majority of our time going to the Smithsonian, which would be great since we've never been there before. I got an email from the bitch yesterday informing me she won't be in town after all due to a last-minute opportunity to go to Alaska. Why we can't stay there nonetheless is beyond me. Hell, she's known me since I was a little kid, and now a master sergeant in the U.S. Air Force Reserve. I've been saving as much as a single parent can for the trip, having about $1,000 stashed away at this point for food, transportation, and souvenirs. I wasn't planning on having to pay for a hotel room for our stay.
Right.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have bought the plane ticket so soon and would have allowed more time to save up. This is why I'm writing to you guys. I was hoping you could see fit to putting us up in D.C. somewhere close to the mall area. I'm not asking for anything fancy. I'd be happy with a Motel 6. I need the room from the 7th to the 14th of October.
Huh.
I can be reached at...
He wants a week at a hotel?
Yeah. And then he writes, I can be reached out, phone number. Thank you for considering my situation.
How much does the breezeway cost for a week?
Your listener, Ted. I think the sign says $35 a night.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't want to stay at the Breezeway. I mean, I think the Breezeway is like an hour-by-hour motel, really.
Yeah, but you know, beggars can't be choosers.
Well, look, I don't feel right about that.
Breezeway is far away from the mall,
yes,
though. There'd probably be a better rate we could get closer to the mall. I'm just hearing that letter for the first time, and I'm noodling it through. There'd probably be a great deal we could get him downtown.
I know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking some of the finer establishments.
Are you thinking somewhere like off New York Avenue,
somewhere,
maybe?
Exactly. We were thinking about it in the exact same geographical area.
Maybe on New York Avenue?
Yeah, maybe the Diplomat, something like that.
The Hojo down there?
Sure. I'd like to know what they charge.
Well, I'd like to know why a guy would write us a letter just saying, hey, how about paying for my hotel for a week?
Well, I think that people that are not on the lowest rung of show business, like you and I are, people get letters like that constantly. I think that people that are, you know, in television, in movies, get them all the time, and unfortunately you can't do that.
No,
it's because we do a radio show that he's just saying, well, they can do that because they've got the radio show, and either they can pay for it themselves or they can get the radio station to pay for it. That's the way some people think. I know it makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. And I mean, don't get me wrong.
Right.
When we get letters like this, if at the bottom of the letter it says, you know, hey, my kid is sick, or
yeah, I mean, it's a totally different story.
I had an emergency in my family.
Mm-hmm.
We do that. And we never come on the radio and talk about it because it's like I said, stuff that Jack Diamond does.
Well, it's also done usually with a radio station that you try to get the power of the radio station behind it and you try to help out, you know, in a circumstance like that. Now, you know, when you started that letter, if this was someone who was coming to town for treatment or something like that.
This is a guy who's
coming. Guy who's got he's a master sergeant. He's got a job.
He's a guy who had a free vacation planned because he's going to stay in somebody's house. And then they backed out, and now he wants us to buy him a hotel room.
Well, that's silly.
Okay.
That's a little silly.
Great, let's call him.
Yeah. Well, we can recommend good, cheap motels.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think, yeah, probably $29 probably be the cheapest you could get.
You're lucky.
$29 a night.
I don't know.
Say $30. He's going to stay through 7th through the 14th. That's 7 days.
You put him in a $30 a night hotel down on New York Avenue.
He might not be coming back.
I was going to say, you don't have to plan on 7 nights. That's right. A 2-night stay, even if you plan on 7. Because by the 2nd night, you're either robbed or dead. All right, let me see. I can be reached at 1530.
All right, let's see what's going on here. We'll find out. We'll try to get into it. Maybe there's something he didn't put in the letter.
I mean, now if he says that his kid has cancer, I don't believe him now. Now if he comes on with that, now it says, oh, I forgot to mention my daughter has cancer.
Hey, old Sergeant Farrar, can I help you?
Yes, hi, Sarge. Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Do you mind going on the air with us?
Oh, not at all.
Hi, we just received your letter today.
I'm surprised you, I'm shocked, actually.
And, well, I guess I'm calling to ask why you want us to pay for your hotel.
Well, because you're a damn nice guy, and I was in a spot. I don't know anybody in Washington.
And now we're not
a listener.
We're not that nice. We can't pay for it.
I know, but you're nice. And in a not-so-nice way, I guess.
I mean, we're
nice in a not-so-nice way.
We're nice, and you're right. There are lots of hotels in the D.C. metro area that you could stay at on your own. You know, perhaps in your letter.
Oh, yes, but in my limited budget, I explained in the letter, I'm kind of caught off guard.
All right, well, you know, maybe you're right. You've got money stashed away for food, transportation, and souvenirs.
Right.
Maybe you eat at McDonald's.
I understand.
You go to Rent-A-Wreck, and frankly, I'm telling you that the little toys of the Washington Monument and the...
They're not all there cracked up.
The bubble domes of the White House, they're blown way out of proportion.
they're really not all there cracked. Can't you pull it together a little bit?
I've been working for them all this time. I wanted to go over there and live high on the hog for a week, and then...
There you want to live high on the hog for a week.
And you say you've been saving your money. Yeah, you got a few shekels, don't you, where you could, you could probably spiff for the hotel room? I mean, you are working, right? I mean, you're military.
Well, after I wrote the letter about 3 days afterwards, one of my supervisors gave me this book on different military lodging available. I explained that I thought I checked all of them. I was looking for an Air Force base to stay at, because if you're in the military, you can stay at bases if they have room at a reduced rate.
You mean the same way you can fly on space available?
No, no. Hey, I'm paying out of my pocket.
Well, no, I mean you can. I mean they.
Oh yeah, if there's a flight available, they have people to. They have room, yeah, you can...
The
point is, if there's room, you get a discount because you're in the military, and if...
I think you get free if space available.
If there's room at a military base, you can stay there...
For free.
Not for free, no.
Or the nominal fee.
It's about...
Like what, $15 a night?
No, it used to be, but now it's about
$32, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't you doing that?
Because I was not able to find it. At the time I wrote you, I had checked at all the nearby Air Force bases, Andrews, Bowling. They didn't have anything, but since...
Is there a relative or a friend where you could maybe borrow some money to pay for your hotel?
I've borrowed enough.
See, I'm just amazed. As I mentioned on the air, we get letters all the time from people who are really... in need.
I know.
And in those cases, we don't mind helping, and we never call them on the air, and we never make a big deal about it. We just get a letter from
now
you.
Now I feel like a big heel.
Yeah, we just get a letter from you, a guy saying, hey, guess what? I'm coming to D.C. Would you guys please pay for my hotel?
I think the operative question would be, what the hell were you thinking?
I was being very selfish, I guess, and I'm embarrassed.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Well, that's probably just as well.
And I'm embarrassed nationwide.
Okay. Well, good. Maybe that's just as well. And I do hope you somehow, you know, pull it together and get your trip. But, you know, you
well, yeah, it's, actually, I did find there's a naval lodge that's right by... it doesn't make me very comfortable, but the naval
you are selfish.
Research center.
It'll be fine.
Jesus Christ!
The naval research. Yeah, and you don't have
whatever
to pay.
That is.
It's the research center. You don't have to pay, but they do medical experiments on you.
That's right.
I found a place for $56 a night, and
you could stay in a hotel for less than $56 a night.
Oh, I've checked all the hotels online and everywhere that I...
Oh, you want to be right downtown?
Yeah, because I...
Yeah, okay, duh.
I'm really avoiding trying to rent a car because I heard that the mall area where we want to go, all we want to do is tour the Smithsonian...
Well, you know, there's a good mass transit in the city, especially...
Yeah, that's what I plan on using. I didn't want to... I didn't ask you for a limo or anything. I just want...
And thank you for that.
That was nice.
Thank you for not asking us for a free limo.
You're not in any militarily sensitive position, are you?
No.
Thank God.
No, as a matter of fact, they wrote he's in the Air Force Reserve.
Oh, the Reserve.
Just, he's in the Reserve.
Well, I was active duty once upon a time, yeah.
So you were kind of using the military
I've gone
thing.
Through all the major... all the major wars we've had in the past 12 years.
Were you used in the military? Were you using the military thing to maybe get our sympathy, too?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I was using my 16-year-old daughter to get sympathy.
Well, listen, it's time that your 16-year-old daughter faced the fact that, you know, Dad's a bum.
Oh, God.
And that Dad has to write letters to disc jockeys to try to get hotel rooms.
But you're coming to Washington? You're going to be able to do the trip?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
All right, good.
We're leaving next Saturday.
That's good. Well, enjoy your stay. And, you know, maybe
visit, yeah?
Maybe go without eating or something like that. You know.
Or like I said, you know, go to McDonald's or Burger King, man.
Have you ever seen what McDonald's and Burger King are charging now? It's getting way out of line.
All right. I feel horrible now.
Then go to 7-Eleven.
But it's cheap. Metro's cheap, and you can stay far away and probably get a good... Don's absolutely right. If you stay outside the city, you probably get yourself, for that money that you're talking about, you probably get yourself a nice little midline, you know, motel.
Or do what those model bitches like Kate Moss do. You know, I read that Kate Moss, you know what she eats?
What does she eat?
Altoids.
Yeah.
That's like her meal.
Yeah, that's scary.
You know, Kate
well,
Moss,
those aren't good, but they
Kate Moss
need a little
like,
more than that.
She has like five Altoids, and she goes, oh, I'm stuck.
Ooh, my God.
I can't have anything else.
Well, good luck. Are you?
I, I do feel ill, and I do enjoy listening to you. I've been listening to you for quite a while, and
we appreciate
I feel
that.
Thoroughly embarrassed.
We truly appreciate the fact that you listened, but we're not buying you dick.
That's right. And, you know, don't let that dampen your trip. Have a marvelous time
not at all.
In our nation's capital.
Well, Don and Mike, I thank you very much, and I can just feel the heat coming off my face right now because it's beat red.
Well, good. Well, you should. Jesus
all right.
Christ.
All right. Make sure you have money for souvenirs. You know, basically, you go without, but you let that daughter of yours,
I
have a great time.
To.
All right, very good.
Okay, well, thank you very much, you two.
And listen, you know, if it comes right down to it, you know, put her on the street.
Oh, I consider
that. If you really need, if you need to make some change, you know, put her out. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your service to our country.
And thank you for yours.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye.
For those who serve.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jesus.
The nerve.
The nerve. You know.
I want the explanation of the accommodations. I mean, I thought, seriously, that was going to take a day and a half.
Yeah. Well, I call the, I called Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'll write Don and Mike a letter. You'll give me a free room for a week.
Wow. I think that call certainly explained that letter.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it sure did.
Absolutely.
Sure did. Like I said, you know, we do get requests in extenuating circumstances. We're glad to lend a hand. You know, but basically, this guy's just a cheap son of a bitch who just wrote us a letter and said, you know, hey, buy us hotel rooms.
Absolutely.
No thanks.
Interesting. We don't get those very often.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, great, I'm on the air. Hey, listen, we're listening in Boston on the Worcester station.
Yes.
But it comes in terribly. So when are you guys going to move to Boston so we can really get you?
I don't know.
Love to get an affiliate up there.
I don't know. Thank you for the call, though.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
How's it going, bud?
It's going great, my friend.
Good, good. I know you don't like to be too repetitive about, like, you know, things that happened yesterday, because yesterday was pretty much a bad show, real bad.
It wasn't a bad show. It was a wonderful show. It was a difficult day.
It was a good bad show. That's what we decided.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
It was a troubling show.
Yeah, well, I feel
it was like a good episode of Cops.
This is Homer Simpson.
Well, I feel for you, bro. But just check this out. Like, this morning, like, I was heading to the methadone clinic, right? And,
You're heading to what clinic?
The methadone clinic.
Yeah.
Well, you're on meth?
Yeah.
You're a heroin addict?
Used to be. Now on methadone.
All right, good for you. Very nice. Glad you're getting your act together.
Yeah, trying to.
Good.
Right.
But, well, I got two points.
Like, two points?
Yeah, don't hang up after the first point, all right?
You know what? You should hang up before the first point.
Well, anyway, check this out, right?
What?
I was listening to the show. I'm not even gonna acknowledge this geek ass, this geek person.
You know, why have we had so many calls recently from alcoholics and drug addicts and mental patients?
I think it's when you pour a soda over ice, you get it all fizzing up. For 15 years, that soda's all been fizzing up, and now the fizz has gone down to where we're just getting the soda. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, well, then we need a new can. I mean, we need to get a fresh can. All right, so you're on your way to the meth clinic today.
Yeah. It was early this morning, right? And there was a station that, I don't know, it was pretty funny because, like, in one hand, they were trying not to acknowledge the fact about you all, but then on the other hand, they had a caller that, I don't know if you remember yesterday, like, I'm not sure it's before or after the stockbroker.
You might want to try. You know what you might want to do? Try to start a sentence and finish it without a new idea in the middle of it.
Are you on meth right now?
Well, I mean, I took it this morning.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right. So, I mean,
does it still feel the effects?
No. I mean, you really don't feel the effects. It's just pretty much like just starts to like mellow you out or whatever.
Does it
stay so you don't like have any cravings to like go out and like get high or whatever?
Yeah, right. You're fine.
You sound fine.
Yeah.
Does it affect you and your ability to finish sentences?
No. Well, I mean, I had a couple 40 ounces today, but I mean, you know.
Okay.
Come on, really. I'm going to give you one last chance, and then I'm going to hang up on you.
All right. Well, this guy called up today, right? And on this radio station, he talked about how he jumped on the radio station and was, you know, saying like,
this gives you three words and then starts a new sentence again.
Whatever, dude.
to you.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Right, yeah, right. Sorry we couldn't break off a piece of that tasty conversation.
Good God.
But tell all your buddies at the meth clinic we said hi.
My God, wow. What is happening?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, I am. Hello.
How are you?
How you doing? I want to say hi to everybody at the meth clinic. I also want to say hi to everybody listening to AA today. And, of course, all of our listeners at the various mental hospitals throughout America.
And prisons.
And prisons.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Glad you enjoyed that, sir.
Yes. The reason I'm calling on behalf of a friend of mine. And you said some stuff to him.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 26.
Okay, wait, come on, get to the point, please. You're giving us too much bio.
Okay, well, the point is Macho Man Randy Savage is the man. With a big piece of chocolate cake.
Okay.
Running after him.
Are you a friend of the guy that called earlier?
Yeah.
Jesus. Uh-huh.
And what did he tell you to do?
Well, he told me to call and straighten this out.
Of course. Listen, tell him we'll meet him at the meth clinic tonight. We're having a big, giant Don and Mike fan appreciating Asian meeting tonight at the meth clinic. We'll see you there. Look for us in our giant needle mobile. We'll be giving away Don and Mike syringes tonight.
It is weird, man.
Hello.
Have you ever known it to be weirder?
No.
2 days of calls I've never experienced.
Although it's a more, you know, listen, it's not as hostile today. It's a mellower type of weird.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
It's weird.
You give it time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's a call.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm calling because if you have another listener who calls in who's willing to pay for half of that guy, that sergeant's hotel stay, I'll pay for the other half.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Why not?
Christ.
He's not a hardship case, sir.
Listen, the guy, he sounds like a nice guy. He didn't lie in the letter. He serves our country.
Oh, bull ass. He can kiss my ass. No, let him go out and earn the money, please. You're a sucker.
Listen, you know, you guys, you could make one phone call and Holiday Inn would put the guy up free. You guys are cheap bastards.
No. We've done that for other people. If that's real hardship, if the guy's not coming up on a vacation, which he's doing, if he's coming where somebody's coming in, like I said before, for treatment or something like that, this is a guy that was just, you know, had a random thought to write us a letter because he didn't feel like popping for a hotel room.
Let him buy what kind of lousy salaries they pay people in the military?
He's not in the military.
Protect your ass sitting there in that radio station.
He's in reserve.
He's not in the military, sir.
You're absolutely right.
We never found out what he does for
us. He's in the reserves.
They would call up the reserves.
Right.
You know, security of the U.S. was jeopardized, they would call up.
Right. All right. Well,
then why are you saying you'll go halves? Right, we can put you on hold, and you should pop for the whole thing.
Oh, you want? Yeah, you're too cheap to pop for anything. You want me to pop for the whole thing? I think I'm doing more than you are. You make probably a zillion times how much I make, and I'm willing to pop for half. So
okay, listen. Why don't we just take this? Why don't we just take this up a level? Why don't Mike and I just call Donald Trump because Donald Trump has more money than any of us, and ask for him to pay for the guy's hotel room?
If you would do that, it would probably be one of the most hysterical things.
And then why doesn't Donald Trump just call Bill Gates because Bill Gates has more money than Donald Trump?
All right. Why don't you do that?
Better yet, you called us. Why don't you do that?
You want me to do it?
Yeah. Call Donald Trump and have him call Bill Gates.
And then have him call the guy out in Sacramento.
I have a feeling Donald Trump wouldn't take a call from me. He might take one from you.
And I have a feeling that you don't understand what America is all about.
You don't.
No.
This guy is...
America, listen to me.
Remember what your wife said when you left today?
I'm not going to fight. I'm just telling him something. America is about making something out of your own life. You don't walk up to somebody and go, hey, give me a handout. You don't.
Yeah, I suppose you have a point there.
I know I have a point there. And furthermore, I'll tell you something else, you son of a bitch.
Me?
And I'm not getting mad yet.
Calling me a son of a bitch?
Yes, I am, you bastard.
I'm a son of a bitch? Are you crazy?
Yes, you are, you bastard. When I see someone who's...
Come off of it. I can't believe that. You know, the words, you can say that I'm misguided, but for heaven's sakes, calling me a son of a bitch is a bit strong. I'm just trying to do something nice.
Oh, you got a Woody when he called you a son of a bitch.
You loved it. I do plenty of nice stuff for people, but I don't talk about it on the radio. I do plenty of nice stuff.
Yeah, you know, you're making a good point.
I give plenty of money to charity. I give plenty of money to people on the street. I do plenty of crap, but I'm not going to pay for some guy in Sacramento who's too goddamn cheap to buy a hotel.
Okay, you've made your point, but I think you should rescind the calling me a son of a bitch.
No, you are a son of a bitch.
Don, why are you saying that? Mike, step in here. This is
all right, you know what? I will. Don, this guy is a big son of a bitch.
Oh, man, you know, you always have to go to the lowest common denominator, don't you?
You know what? You're let me tell you what I...
Yeah.
And I'm going to say
this. It works for us.
Hold on. I'm going to say this in the nicest possible way. Your motive was not to call in any way, shape, or form and pay for that guy's hotel room. Your motive was to get on the air and do what we did yesterday. That's why you called. You're a professional arguer. You've called before, and I recognize your voice.
I've never called before.
You guys all say that.
I've never called before.
You're full of crap.
Listen, you know what? Listen, you have your star 69, and you must have on file these arguer guys on file. So
he's a compulsive chronic arguer.
I'll tell you what. I've called before.
We're not doing it today.
If I've called before...
We're not doing it today.
I will pay for that guy's hotel. And if I've never called before, you will pay
for
that.
No, listen, I got news for you. I'm not paying for anything.
Because you know I've never called before. I called your bluff.
Frankly, I don't give a rat's ass if you've called before or you've never called before.
Well,
I'm not paying for that guy's hotel room. I'm not paying for your hotel room. You know, I'm not doing a charity show here. We're doing an entertainment show.
You made that point. But you're losing.
Thank you. Shut up.
Jesus Christ. Jesus H. Christ.
Hello?
Jesus F. Christ.
Wow.
JFC. Jesus effing Christ.
Amazing.
No, you know what? You were right about that. That spillover from yesterday.
Oh, yeah. No, he was simply finding... He was finding an agenda.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hello?
How you doing? Don, Mike.
We're not buying you nothing. Don't ask.
I don't want anything. I just wanted to call and say good show.
Thanks. I'm not buying you a piece of gum.
I don't want anything. I just wanted to tell you guys you had one sane listener that agrees with you. All these people... They're effing nuts.
Right. Well, I think really, and we have to say it again, I think that the goal, that guy and a lot of other people that call in, it has nothing to do with anything than getting on
right.
and staying on. That's
Hello,
what they
Mike.
Wanted to do.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike, I just want to say I'm an alcoholic, and can you buy my liquor for me? No. But I just want to worship you guys if you guys do have Julian Barbieri on today.
Oh, you know what? Oh, that's the girl with the knockers from Fox.
Yeah.
No, you know what? She's next week because we got John Madden today.
Oh.
Doesn't she have a name that sounds like she has big boobs too? Oh. Julian Barbieri.
That's a porn name. Mm-hmm. Definitely a porn name.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she's next week.
You know, and you got to ask her if she's going to go into Playboy.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you guys are going to do the sex quiz with her.
Yes, sir.
You guys are the greatest.
All right. This is the guy who J.O.'s about 12:15 every Sunday while he watches Fox. Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is Don and Mike?
We're not buying you nothing.
Huh?
Not buying you anything.
Yeah, this is I'm not calling to sell anything.
Okay, well, don't try. We're not buying you anything. How may we serve you?
I wanted to talk to Don and Mike.
Okay. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
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 Hello, friend?
Hey, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, Mojo here, Don and Mike. How you all doing?
Finally.
This is a voice of reason.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, H.J.
Don, I've looked in the dream book about that guy with the chocolate cake. Boy, that guy has major mental problems.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that, Dr. Joe.
And that poor guy, if he wants something to eat, I'll give him a hot dog and weenies for him and his daughter when they come to town since I'm 7 blocks from the White House.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a cheap meal for a cheap guy.
Homosexual Joseph, tell me something. When's the last time you had that crazy gay sex you love having?
I had about like 1 o'clock last night.
Oh! 1 o'clock last night. Was it with your Puerto Rican boy?
No, this is a nice young fellow I've been seeing for the last 4 months, little redhead.
Oh, you're in another committed relationship.
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of.
Sort of relationship.
A little redhead, a little Danny Bonaducci look-alike?
He's like a 36-year-old young skinny fellow.
Oh, little Ralph. mouth, mouth, little carrot top.
Yeah, carrot top, but long hair down to his shoulders.
Oh my!
And where did you meet this guy at?
At one of the gay bars, one of the local gay bars.
Huh? Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, you know, you have to bring him home. You know how it is. Real big.
And Joe, really, no BS. How long was it before you brought him home and had gay sex with him? Between the time you met him and the time that there was penetration, how long?
Okay, I can't lie to you. Less than 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
I tell you.
And after a couple drinks,
you know what he is? He's the Donald Trump of anal sex. He can close a deal.
He's a deal closer.
He can open an anus and close a deal.
Right.
He really can, Homo Joe.
Might be a lot of deal closers at that gay bar, though.
I'll tell you. Hey, Don, I was wondering, you know, pretty soon in October, they have the high heel race coming up in D.C. And I was just wondering if I could get Kim... Young Kim, Dennis, and maybe Tom Gavin in high heels and broadcast that to you all.
Absolutely. Joe, you know, we get behind you with all of the pro-gay events every year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get yourself a tape recorder, get them some press credentials, and we'll sign them up for the high heel race.
I'd love to see those guys. And I'll
John
take
Kim,
a picture so I can put up on the web for you.
John Kim, Tom Gavin, and Dennis Murphy.
Right. Beautiful. Gotta go, HJ.
Okay, see you later.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
There he goes. That's homosexual Joe. Dr. Joe.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just want to tell you, you spoke like a true Republican there. We don't need any more freeloaders down at the mall.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. As a Democrat, he spoke like a Democrat also.
Thank you. Spoken like an American, yeah. I'd like to say.
There you go.
Cut across all party lines.
Wait a second. You sounded very political there. Sound like you could run for office, though. Spoken like an American.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I don't want anything from you guys. I'm actually calling to say thank you. This is the peanut butter guy. I don't know if you remember me. Peanut butter and the anus guy.
You mean guy that had his dog?
Yeah. No.
This is the guy that came down and had his wife put peanut butter in his...
Oh, I remember that. Oh, yeah.
Duke.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I
just want to thank you guys. I'm driving right now. My vision's perfect, and I just want to thank you guys immensely. It's awesome.
See, this is the guy that got laser surgery
right. When
his wife ate peanut butter out of his Duke.
I bet your wife's very happy.
Yes, and all my friends and her family were very proud.
You got a good woman. You got chocolate on my peanut butter.
All right.
People do win on Dynamite. That's what I wanted to let everybody know.
Thank you.
I was trying to get through yesterday, and I couldn't get through.
I do appreciate it. Thank
you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I remember that guy. That's the guy who came down and his wife took peanut butter and put it in his no-no, and then she ate it out of his no-no.
You never remember. You never, you know, there's a lot of stuff you forget on this show, but when it comes to the butt, you always remember.
I know. Tell me about it, Dr. Freud. I know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I'm having penis enlargement surgery, and I was wondering if you guys would help me out.
Done.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. We had a split there. I said no. Mike said yes.
Buzz, what's the tiebreaker? Are we going to do
I
it
I think
for
we
him?
Should do it. It's a good cause.
Rob, what do you want to do?
I would stand. I don't want to comment.
That's two yeses, a no, and an abstention. He gets his larger penis.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Just want to let you know, I heard a friend of yours on the radio the other day.
We have no friends. Who is it?
Smokey Rivers.
Wow. I was right. He is not a friend of ours.
Hey, man, Smokey Rivers.
Although I bet it's not the same. That's a common fake disc jockey name.
It sounded like him. He was on a country station in Dallas.
Did he sound like this? Hey, it's Smokey Rivers. It's about 5 minutes after the hour. Did he sound like that? You know, as a matter of fact, there are a lot of Smokey Rivers that sound like that, too.
Yeah, they all do. You're right. Hey, Don and Mike, last call. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. The guy I was talking about you this morning was the morning DJ on another station.
I know. It's the morning DJ who lives to talk about us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because he wants us to talk about him because he has no friggin' ratings.
Absolutely. Next time you talk to him, ask him how he feels like doing a show with one testicle.
He actually gave y'all a compliment on... thinking that your stuff that you do at the Las Vegas style show was really funny.
Of course, listen, there's a disc jockey who works at 101,
mm-hmm.
and it's obvious the guy listens to the show every day. He writes down notes in between compulsively masturbating to the bits that we do. Then he goes on his show, and he wishes that he could get the same type of chemistry and the same type of free-form programming. Mm-hmm. And because we refuse to acknowledge him,
right.
He loves talking about us all the time with the hopes that we'll talk about him,
right.
Which will help his ratings. And we're not going to do it.
Well, that's why I didn't mention his name.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, probably based on what you just did, he's probably achieved a thunderous orgasm.
Right. And duked at the same time. He went number 3 and number 2 at the same time. That's a number 5.
On his DC 101 sheet.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Because, you know, that's how you do it. Number 1 is number 1, number 2 is number 2, and number 3 is geesh. So he just did a total of number 5. He did a number 2 and a number 3.
A number 2 and a number 3.
At the same time.
No waiting.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
About this investigation, Mr. Speaker, and he just left this floor and I asked him to stay. He has handled this situation as a disgrace.
What?
As a disgrace.
Oh, as a disgrace.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
With roughly half of our affiliates still airing the program, it's the Don and Mike Show.
You know, we're just going to move on with the show, and when the unusual body people show up today,
very good.
We'll just break into the show for that, because we've got to get to Jeff Bardee and Buzz. Great John Madden's coming on the show shortly.
That'll be exciting.
Pick the pros. But still a big deal for us to have John Madden on the show.
Sure. For two reasons. Not only is John Madden one of the biggest sportscasters in the business, but he always, from past experience, comes on and gives us A material. He's always ready to play, and we have a great time with him.
And I've been told he doesn't do a lot of this stuff.
I think he likes us, I hope. Yeah. I think he likes coming on the show. I don't think he'd do it if he didn't like it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm having a problem with my arithmetic.
All right.
Number 1 is whiz.
Yes.
Number 2 is poo-poo.
Yes.
And I know what number 3 is.
Number 3 is jizz.
Okay, I thought I was going to say geesh. But what happens when you do number 1 and number 2 at the same time?
That's also a number 3.
But then we're mixing it here.
Yeah. Yeah, so what she's saying is if you're going to always, if you add them, then that, but I mean, you don't necessarily add them. I don't think they're numbers that it would be, what you'd be doing would be a 3-2-1. Or a 21.
A 21.
You're doing a 21.
Most people never do.
Or a 12.
Most people never do a 3.
Or a 123.
Most people never do a 3 with a 1 and a 2 at the same time.
That would be very hard.
Most people don't.
I don't
speak for yourself.
I'm sure there are some. Maybe some in this room that do a 1 and a 2 while they're doing a 3.
There's some that do a 1, a 2, and a 3 every time.
Biologically, a man cannot do a 1 and a 3 at the same time.
Oh, yes, he can.
Oh, biologically, a man can.
A man can do anything.
Honey, I'll tell you something. I've had to go number 1 before when I've been engaged in gymnastics with my wife, and I know that there's been some number 1 in.
No, that's impossible. That can't happen. The urethra shuts down.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't happen.
Maybe yours. Mine's special.
One valve shuts off.
You feel like
one can go.
You feel like there is, but there isn't. Fortunately, your body has preventative mechanisms, so you can't do it.
Right. I'll bring you a sample.
Now, does vomit get a number? Or is that different because it's oral?
No. It's everything.
Then you'd have to number everything. You have to number earwax, saliva.
No. It's just your basics are 1, 2, and 3.
Good. Okay.
All right. Thank you. You brought up an excellent point, though. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
My husband used to hang out with you.
What's his name?
His name is also Mike.
Mike.
When you guys, I think, both worked at the Marriott in Gaithersburg?
Yeah, I worked at the Gaithersburg Marriott when I was a hot rockin' club disc jockey.
How you doing? Hey, last call for alcohol.
Hey, don't forget your bartenders and your waitresses. We're going to play Van Halen's Eruption right now as loud as we can to get everybody to clear the bar.
How you doing?
Is he, is it Mike the guy that worked in car dealerships for a while?
No, this is Mike. He was a specialty waiter at Tarragon's. Am I remembering this right?
Well, I don't know, but I knew a lot of people back then. But say hi for me, okay?
Because
I did work there, and I probably would remember him if I saw him.
I'll just tell you what Mike tells me about all the people he knew before he started getting the big-time radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're all dead to him. They're all dead to him. Never call him.
Wish to God. I wish you hadn't said that. Now you spoil it for me. Okay. Now all the little people are going to be upset.
Today is also the start of Rosh Hashanah.
Yes, it is.
Rosh Hashanah. It actually is tomorrow, but it starts tonight. So I thought we would do a quick check check around the station to find out, and we'll bet on this.
Yes.
Which Jews are still here?
Very good.
Because I know the Jewish people have until sundown to get out of here. That's the rule, right?
Yes, and some of our wonderful Jewish co-workers here at the station are, you know, likely to be here, and some of them are likely to maybe be celebrating the holiday.
Okay, I would start with, how about Alan Linewand?
I would say Alan is not here.
I bet he's here.
Now, do you have any advance?
No, I have none. I'm going. There's only one I know, and I don't even know if he's still here now. That's Jim McClure.
Yeah, remember? Jim was the wild card when he said he was. I think Jim's part Jewish.
Right. Yeah, but he takes the day off.
He does?
Yeah. I mean, I saw him earlier. I don't know if he's still here.
I say Alan is not here.
I say he's here.
Let's find out.
Buzz, you want in on this?
I think he's probably still here.
I'll say here. Alan Linewand.
He has a little over 2 hours to get home.
Yeah, but Friday traffic.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Kind of close.
You calling us direct?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe you're a big winner.
You can call the front desk and see if you...
Alan?
Yes.
Ah! Yay! I knew it! You had to still be here.
I'm leaving.
No. Thanks a lot,
I'm
Alan.
Leaving.
Thanks it's a lot,
you're
Alan.
Here. You blew the bet for me.
It's good you're here. Thank you.
I got to get out of here.
Observe your faith. Go home.
Good juntif.
Good juntif to you, Alan.
Happy New Year.
All right, bye, Alan. Okay.
You win that one. Both you boys won that one.
Next one. Steve Goldstein.
Here.
Gone.
Okay.
Buzz?
I'll say here.
Okay.
Call Steve.
This one could go either way, really.
I'm surprised Alan was still here.
What? Hi, welcome everybody. We're playing Where Are the Jews At? Where's the Jew?
This is Steve Goldstein with WJFK in the Washington.
No, I don't. That's not good enough. He might be in the building.
Message and overturn
I
your
want
call
to check the front desk.
Okay, all right. I'll call the front desk. I could be 2 for 2 on this.
Yes, that's good.
Boy, then I'm going to need
WJFK.
Hey. Hi, listen, is Steve Goldstein left for the day?
Yes, he has.
You win. 2 for 2.
2 for 2. Very good.
2 for 2.
Our first annual edition of Where's the Jew?
Where's the Jew?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Let me go down the list here. Christine Hackelberg?
Yeah, I don't know whether she's a practicing Jew. I'm not sure.
All right, if she is, let's bet.
I'll say gone.
I agree, gone.
Gone.
Buzz?
I'll say gone.
I just picked it because of Hackelberg.
You never know with the, you know, with last names, it's hard to tell. Look at McClure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
God damn, he's a wild card. Last year when he came down. I'm Jewish.
Sounds like she's not here.
Hi.
Nope, not here. All right. Were we all right about that one?
Yep, we all got that one right.
How about Tim McWilliams?
Oh, knock it off. What about, boy, I'm looking at the list. Rob, I'm going to have to go to the experts for some help on this.
Okay, very good. Because, Rob, you are, what part, are you taking the day off today, Rob?
Sort of. I'm just not working as hard. that might be.
You. How much Jewish are you, Rob?
1/8.
1/8.
He's not here today, is he?
Ken Stevens?
Ken is
already,
not Jewish.
We for years thought Ken was a Jew. And
yeah, but I don't think
Jew.
Ken is Jewish. No. So that would be it? Is that our contingent?
I believe so.
What about Steve Johnson?
No, Johnson, I don't think so. No.
Well, I'm just... You think so? Do you think Deborah Dean?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Dean, no way.
I don't think so either.
It could be her married name.
What about...
Rob.
Jeff Hedges.
No way. No.
Not a chance. Jessica Rodriguez.
I don't think so.
John Normand.
No.
What about Joan? What about J-O Joan? Remember, you can't spell Joan without J-O.
She's Italian.
She's Italian? Okay. Oh, so that would be it?
Libby?
You can try.
No way.
I don't think so.
No way.
Lisa?
No.
Lisa Stransky?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
And then we got all these guys I don't know. Oh, Paul Gorgi.
That's the tan guy.
I don't think so.
Not a chance. let me see. Hey, you know who we've never thought? What about Tammy? Tammy Sachs.
I don't think Tammy's Jewish.
I don't think so.
I think she's, I'm not sure, though, but I'm pretty sure she's not. Because she was telling, we could check.
Let's see. Come on, we'll find out.
Yeah, right, here he is.
Listen, I know she's here because I saw her out in the hallway.
I believe Libby just indicated that she was Jewish, but it sort of ruins it because she announced herself by saying that she was Jewish.
Well, what's she doing here?
It's a holiday.
Well, we'll call her up.
Not yet. Right.
A couple hours to the holiday.
Yeah, I know, but
you got to get home.
Right. Maybe she lives close.
What's like a news for you? If it was an Episcopalian holiday and I had to be home by sundown, I'd be in my car now. I'd be saying, oh, here comes Tammy right now down the hall.
Oh, good. And I plan on celebrating all the Buddhist holidays this year. Good for you.
Pull her in here, Robbie. If you're just tuned in the car, everybody, we're finding out, where are the Jews at?
Because it's Rosh Hashanah. It's the eve of Rosh Hashanah.
Big holy night.
Right? Yeah. Is that it?
Hi, Tammy.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. What's your religion?
Catholic. I'm Catholic by
faith. Oh, okay. Catholic. Okay. All right.
My
okay.
dad is Russian, though, so that's where people call
him. Oh, okay. All right.
Jewish.
Okay.
Yeah, Libby now. Libby, we're going to call Libby now. Thank you, Tammy. No, thank you very much.
We have to call Libby because Libby indicated, ran by the window, waving her arms, saying, I'm Jewish.
Now let's find out when she's leaving.
Did you know what she did?
Yes, Libby?
Yes.
Hey, are you Jewish?
Who is this?
This is Donna Mike.
It is not.
Yes, this is Donna Mike. We're calling around to see who's celebrating the holiday, who's leaving early, and who's not.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, you're not.
Oh, you're not. Well, then why did you run
by
the window?
Well, Rob just said you...
No, I am on my father's side of the family.
Do you sell?
I'm actually...
That's okay.
Now I'm hearing it.
So. You know, you're under
no I'm not celebrating, but I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah,
I
get out of here.
If you're do I have your permission to leave?
Half day.
Yes, Libby, you can leave.
Okay, well, you guys are the boss.
Thanks,
absolutely.
You're the kings of the media, everything.
Well, what did Rob said you waved at the window. What were you waving at the window?
You were going, no way. And I'm rushing to, actually.
All right, okay, well, go home. It's a holiday.
Okay.
Then why are you here?
You're saying that you're telling Alan right now I can leave.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Very good.
See you later.
Okay. 5:10. That's kind of a work day anyway.
Yeah.
It's the point. It's the end of the day.
I call Alan back.
Tell Libby's trying to cut out early.
Say a half Jew's leaving early today.
Alan,
Libby's trying to cut out early.
Hey, Libby's only a half Jew, and I think she's going to leave early today. I don't even think she knows what Rosh Hashanah is.
Well, that would be very inappropriate.
And as Stacey Bridges has come to the window to indicate she's Jewish.
I just think that Libby's going to use this as an excuse. Frankly, for the record, I believe Libby's as Jewish as I am.
There you go.
Or as Mike is.
Yeah, she's probably lying about it.
Don't let her go early.
I won't.
And what time will you be leaving, Alan?
I will be leaving. I have to give Bobby some numbers for the budget, and then I will be leaving, and I'm hoping if you guys don't call me again, that'll be in the next 10 minutes.
Just imagine, though. This is what's going through Alan's mind right now. This is what he's balancing.
Right.
Budget, religion.
Mm-hmm.
Budget, religion. And Al, listen, one more question.
Yes.
If you don't get home or to temple by sundown, what, are you hit by lightning or something?
No, I will be home by sundown. I will be home.
That's
have
it.
No fear.
It's not even a question.
You will have me to kick around next week.
Beautiful. And is tonight the night that you guys don't eat?
Oh, no, that's Yom Kippur. That's a week from Monday.
Well, enjoy your holiday.
That would be the holiest day of the year, week from Monday.
So this is the sort of holiest day of the year?
Well, this is the beginning of the Jewish New Year.
All right, very good.
All right.
Are you going to have a ball come down with a countdown and party hats and everything?
You can say that.
Isn't it you're like 5,000 or something like that? Right?
5741, I think.
I think it's 50, yeah. Thank you, Buzz. I knew that exactly.
Yeah, Buzz does a fine job, doesn't he?
5741.
Very good.
All right, thanks, Al.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. We found out who was leaving early, and we got a salesperson in trouble.
We used to know somebody. I'm not going to mention her name, but I will write down her initials.
Very good. Okay.
Someone who used to... As a matter of fact, we know two people. We're going to write down their initials.
Mm-hmm. Who worked at our old radio station.
Right. I remember that person. And they would use the Jewish High Holy Days as an opportunity to get high. They would simply barricade themselves at home.
That's right.
And get wasted.
That's it. Absolutely.
On every Jewish high holy day.
Absolutely. Everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone really enjoyed themselves.
They made a point of telling everybody about it, inviting us over.
Very sluggish the following week at work.
Yeah.
Very sluggish.
Yeah, I wonder if it would always wear his fishing hat to work the next day.
That's right. And suspenders.
That was kind of a dead giveaway when he'd been out partying.
Yes.
Come to work the next day smelling bad.
Phew.
Wearing his fishing hat.
Absolutely. We knew it was a too much weekend.
All right, well, there you go. That's who's in and who's out.
Excellent.
Around here. We're up on a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, people are always coming up to me on the street and saying, Don, how can you make money showing those repeats? Well, the answer is simple.
Volume, volume, volume.
Point the dogs out!
It's time to lock crotches and swap gravy. It's time for Don and Mike.
Now, where are the people with the unusual bodies?
Yeah. Come on.
No, we wasted most of the show waiting for the guy with six fingers and the lady with the skin tag inside her vagina to show up.
Yeah. Come on.
We got the prize to give away. So we're just going to move on with the show. We've got the Friday favorite coming up, and then John Madden's going to be on. But first, is this a Jewish lady?
Yes, I am.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
I'd rather not say, but let me just tell you that Alan has it wrong.
Well, happy Rosh Hashanah. How does he have it wrong? Did I say that right? I mean, should I say happy Rosh Hashanah?
You can say Lashana Tova, which means happy new year.
Okay, but
okay, well, happy right. New Year to you.
Is that wrong?
Thank
to
you,
say?
My son, yes. Well, you can say happy Rosh Hashanah or good Yom Tov.
Okay. Good jump to.
How you doing?
My son is an avid listener of your show.
Thanks.
And I just, I'm here at the office finishing up for the day.
And what did he have wrong?
Alan?
Yeah.
What did Alan have wrong?
He said that it's the hope that Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Friday night and Saturday is the holiest day.
He didn't say that.
Are you sure he didn't?
No, I thought he said Yom Kippur is the holiest
right.
day of the year.
It is not.
That's what she said.
Friday night and Saturday.
All right, hold on. I'm going to get him on the phone, honey. Hold on.
Okay, so he said Yom Kippur. All right, I'm sorry. It was her attitude. It got me a little combative.
It's just all Alan needs another call.
He's trying to get home.
No, he's not.
Hello, this is Alan Line 1, Infinity Broadcasting.
He's in Miss Bobby's office.
I'm unavailable right now.
Right.
So
he's in Miss Bobby's office.
Right. Thank you. Good thinking, Mike.
My pleasure.
To let the dogs out.
Are you sitting there, man?
Thank you.
All right. I'll get Alan for you.
You can set him straight.
It's okay. Yes.
Hey, Bobby. Bobby? Bobby, it's Don and Mike. Is Al up there with you?
Oh, yeah, he is.
All right, put him on the phone, will you, Bobby?
Okay.
Put him on. Thank you, Bobby.
good to hear.
Hey, Al.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Al.
Yes.
We got a listener on the phone who wants to talk to you.
She wants
please.
She wants to correct you.
Go ahead, ma'am. What's your first name? Oh, she doesn't want to give her name. Go ahead.
Anonymously.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am. You're a
Jew. Do I know this person?
I don't know if you were raised Reformed, Conservative, or Orthodox.
Yeah.
Lubavitch, or whatever.
Right.
The holiest day is every Friday night and Saturday at Shabbos.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yom Kippur is a day of atonement. That's true. But if you're an observant Jew...
I'll tell you, and I know a lot of Jews, he's very observant.
Yeah.
He catches everything.
Absolutely. He notices everything.
I hope he does.
And anything you'd like to say? Would you like to apologize to this woman now?
Well, listen, you know, as she said...
No, don't apologize. I mean, it's what...
You know, you sound almost a little bit like Dr. Evil with that dance. Don't apologize, Scott.
Do I know you?
No, I...
Okay, good.
No.
Wow. Alan, this is a listener. This is a customer.
I'm for real. I'm for real.
Okay.
Believe me, I'm for real.
Okay.
All right, so the message is Alan doesn't know all there is to know.
No, well, you know what? I don't know all there is to know.
I don't know all there is to know, Scott.
Yes, Alan, you'd like to say something?
Well, no, all I have to say is she is correct to an extent, but the holiest day of the Jewish year is Yom Kippur. So I think I'm correct in that statement.
Why don't you go talk to a rabbi?
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Okay, lay it down, honey.
My goodness.
Lay it down.
I'm real emphatic about this.
Okay. Well, listen, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
That's no way to treat a fellow Jew, Alan.
All right, ma'am. Well, you've made your point.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Alan, you have a fantastic holiday weekend.
Hey, Al, hold on. I got someone who agrees with you now on the phone. Hello, Bob?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, you're on with Alan Linewand, our general manager.
How you doing, Bob? Alan, you're absolutely right. That lady couldn't be any more wrong if she tried.
Thank you.
Yom Kippur is absolutely considered the holiest day of the year.
Of course it is.
There you go.
Of course it is. Go Jews, go!
Go Jews, go!
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye. And Alan,
see,
really,
I told you.
Alan, shouldn't you be getting home?
As soon as I hang up with you... Absolutely.
Have a nice weekend, Alan.
All right. Yeah. Shalom.
Shalom.
Bye bye. Good juntif.
Bye bye.
Hey, Yom Kippur. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up with you?
Please turn your radio down. Hello.
Oops. Wrong device.
I think we have one more call on this topic. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi. We're doing great, thanks.
Remember a while ago there was that Tarzan toy. Where you push the button and it makes noises, and one of them was squash bananas. Remember that one?
Yeah, it's Lion King.
Yeah, right.
Lion King. I'm sorry,
right.
I'm sorry. Lion King, right.
Right.
Well, I've got a book of my kids, and I think it's sending some subliminal messages either to overeat or to change her diet.
What is the book? What is the toy?
Okay, it's a book with four pictures. So you press them and they, you know, give a sound. It's called Busy House. So here's the first example of a phone, right? So you push the phone and it says...
Okay.
Okay. Pretty normal, right?
Right. Okay.
Then they got a washing machine and a doorbell.
Let's hear those.
Okay, here's the washing machine.
Washing machine goes.
Very good.
Okay, and then we got the doorbell.
Doorbell goes.
By the way, does anybody's doorbell sound like that anymore?
Mine does. Buzz's does.
Okay, now here's the kicker. Here's the radio button. Okay? See if you can make this out.
Radio goes. Oh, salad.
Did you catch that?
Now, what does it say?
Here,
it sounds to me like eat more salad.
Yeah. Play it again. Let me hear it.
Okay.
Radio goes. Oh, salad.
I heard maybe more salad.
Mm-hmm. More salad.
Man, what does that have to do with any radio?
I don't know. All right, listen. That's not as good as squash bananas up the ass.
No, it's not.
Not by a long shot. But thank you for trying.
Okay.
Would you play the doorbell one again?
Yeah. Sure. Here's the doorbell.
The Buzz Burbank doorbell.
Doorbell goes.
Who is
hi,
it?
Hey, fun lady.
Welcome to my house.
And Don, one more thing for the woman who just called before.
Which woman?
Who seemed very angry and who had the voice like someone you know. This is for her.
No. Mr. Evil. Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Good yuntif.
Shalom. You're good remembering stuff like that.
I mean, good yuntif?
Yeah, there's no way I could remember that and retain that. Don and Mike show.
I forget a lot of other stuff.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
My name's Adam, and I'm calling. I'm an Orthodox Jew, and Alan was right that Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year. Hmm. And because Friday night and Saturday comes up, and the Yom Kippur comes up, they coincide. You fast the Yom Kippur, you're supposed to fast on Friday night and Saturday. So it is the holiest day of the year.
Well, that'll make Alan feel better.
All right, well, for today, Alan is King of the Jews.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent job. I think we established that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Of course, there's a lady out there now going, he's still wrong, Scott.
Hello. You're on the air.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that the Bud said that the new Jewish New Year was 5741.
Just a guess. What is it?
It was actually, that was 20 years ago. So, you know, that means time machine.
Time machine.
But it's actually going to be 5761 starting this evening.
61, okay.
Yeah.
61. Thank you.
Yep. All right. And we're huge fans. We've been trying to call you about Rosh Hashanah for years, actually. And they never let us through.
They don't say the High Holy Day, and they don't even know the real year.
I know. What's up with that?
They don't let you through? You've tried to call to talk about Rosh Hashanah, and they don't let you through?
We called three times before today.
We will have everyone fired. Everyone on the staff that has not let you through will be summarily fired.
Well, no, I don't think God would like that very much.
I'm sorry.
No, I've got to atone for my sins and stuff. So.
Did you enjoy speaking with the Shabbos goys?
I did.
Very good.
And you know, last year he was pretty darn funny.
Well, may I be the first to tell you, good yuntif.
Good yuntif to you, too.
Good yuntif, yes.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lovely woman. Alan Limewand is wrong.
You know what? We got to do one more break.
He's wrong as wrong can be, Scott.
One more break before we do Jeopardy.
He's evil.
Time for a call 100 and a prize package we've selected especially for you.
We don't like Alan Limewand, do we, Mr. Bigglesworth?
Be the 100th caller now at 877-365-3636. I don't want to cast any aspersions here, but Dr. Evil, are you a Jew?
Yes, I'm Jewish, and I'm also frozen now. Beware. I'm very frightened.
Be the 100th caller. See, I didn't want to get anything away. Evil, Jewish, but yeah. You are Jewish.
I am Jewish.
Coincidence.
And so is Austin Powers.
be the 100th caller now at 877-365-3636. A happy new year to you, Dr. Evil.
But fat bastard is a Protestant.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is kind of a strange audience. Have you noticed that? How strange is it? Well, before the show tonight, a sweet, sweet elderly lady came up to me and says, you know, I'd like to capture you on canvas. And I says, you mean you'd like to paint my portrait? And she says, no, I've got an army cot in my Winnebago.
Yeah. Funny, Johnny.
Serving as a radio plushie for over 6 million listeners. The Don and Mike Show.
We're still waiting on the unusual body people today. We may have to wait till Monday for that because now we got too much show to get to.
All right.
We got a new Jeopardy coming up. We got Buzz with some news. We have the great John Madden on the show today.
What a show, what a show.
Next week, the finalists in the J.O. contest.
Mm-hmm.
Also next week on the show, Dennis Franz.
All right.
From NYPD Blue. He was nice enough to reschedule.
Sipowicz.
He called yesterday when we were in the middle of having our episode.
And we had an episode.
And we moved him to Monday. Also next week, Match Game 2000.
Yay.
And we'll be telling you how you can win a trip to Detroit with Mr. 40 to go to the next Mike Tyson fight.
Glad he's not going to be flying the plane.
But first, call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
This is Karen.
Karen, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Karen, call 100.
No way.
Yes way. Thank you for listening. And you've won a Remember the Titans rain jacket.
Yeah.
Courtesy of AMC and Disney. That's a nice prize. I'd like to swipe one of these jackets.
Cool.
Remember the Titans now showing Czech newspapers for theater and showtimes. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now a Friday thing.
Here we go.
It's game time
now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Play my intro, you know. I'm on radio. You know, it's a mellow thing. There's no real need to play that. But if you care to, that's all right. It doesn't bother me at all.
You know that.
Really, hey, it's great to be on the Don and Mike Show once again here in Washington D.C. Very exciting, always. Very exciting as always to be on the Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, and Charlie Broyhill right over there. And Lisa, the girl who answers the phones. Everybody's here. Very excited to be here as per usual. Very excited. Goodbye, Mr. Sales Guy. Happy Rosh Hashanah to all our Jewish friends. I thought I'd take that opportunity. I am not Jewish myself, but I will tell you
shocker.
That I would like to say on behalf of everyone at the side show is Jay Leno. Have a very happy Rosh Hashanah. Good Yuntif to
now,
you.
Now, wow. Now, Jay.
Don.
Jay Leno.
Yes, yes, I'm here to talk to you. Yes,
your show has not even been on some nights, I think, because of the Olympics. I don't
know. How about that? Do we like that Olympic coverage? I mean, really, is it killing you? It's killing me. You know, I'm a compulsive workaholic. A lot of people should realize that about me, that I'm a very compulsive workaholic. This has been difficult for me not to be able to come in and do the show
I know you got a problem with the USA regular.
Yeah. Thank you. I haven't been able to do the show on, here we go, a regular basis, and it's kind of getting me,
And frankly, we've been watching Letterman, and
The great Suckfest, David Letterman.
No, Monday night.
Oh, come on now, he sucks.
No, Monday night.
Oh, come on, does he ever see him go jaywalking? No, you don't. No. You don't see Iron Dave, do you? You don't see where Dave comes out with a big chin? No way.
Did you hear about his show Monday night?
Yeah, he got upset. He always gets upset. That's what Letterman,
got upset about you.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
He's making fun of you.
It doesn't bother me. As far as I'm concerned, Dave is an enormous talent. He is an enormous talent, and I wish him the very, very best. But I will tell you right now that I don't believe that he is a television host, a Tonight Show host, which is the job he wanted. Do we all remember that?
Uh-huh.
We all remember that. That's the job he really wanted. He wanted my job, and I think we should point that out. It's very important to point out that Dave tries hard, but he's angry because he's always wanted my gig. That's it. That's in a nutshell, Bob.
Somebody told me before you came in that you were very upset that Dave was making fun of you. He was doing an impression of you.
No, I'm not upset. Are you kidding me? It doesn't matter why he's upset. It doesn't kill me. It doesn't bother me at all.
Here's the impression he did. He said, "Oh, you got this little guy."
That's what he tries to do. He tries to do that because that's all he's capable of doing. He's not a talented guy. And can I give you the book on Letterman?
Really? Yeah.
Here's the book on Letterman.
Please.
Want the book on Letterman?
Yeah.
The thing on it is really, Dave is an angry, hostile guy, not unmarried, I should point out. He's unmarried, and he tries real hard to be funny, and he's not funny anymore because his anger has permeated the entire program.
That's what makes him good.
And the thing is, the anger, unfortunately, is just driving him down. And we're still number one. And wait till the Olympics are over. Tonight's show is going to come back with a vengeance. We're going to have fantastic guests. We're going to have great. We're going to have Tim McGraw will be on with his lovely wife, Faith Hill. She'll be coming on the show. We will have LL Cool J. And also the lovely and talented Angela Lansbury will be coming on the show. That's our first week back after the Olympics. It should be a big time. And, of course, we'll do jaywalking. I'll go into the audience a couple of times, and we'll have Iron Jay coming right at you, coming right up on the Tonight Show. Should be big fun. And we'll say, screw Letterman, because I'll tell you right now, the ratings are going to go through the roof, and that fag isn't going to come close to me.
Oh, I thought you were mad at him.
I'm not mad. That doesn't bother me.
You just called him a fag.
That doesn't bother me at all. Come on.
You just called Letterman a fag.
You just called him a fag. I didn't call him a fag.
Yes, you did. You just
all right, I call him a fag. He's a fag. He's a faggot.
Oh,
there you go. Hey, I'm sorry, all right? I don't like the guy, all right? The guy bothers me. I didn't say anything wrong with that. You know, I'm an open-minded guy. I'm Jay Leno,
let me
take my arms around a little bit. Here we go.
Let me talk about a show I was watching the other night on AAA.
I know you were watching it. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. A show Don was watching just the other night. Go ahead, Don.
It was a show about Letterman.
Oh, Jesus.
Hold on.
Can we get off that subject, please? You're talking. You're sitting here with the host of the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Jay Leno!
Involves you.
All right, involves me.
So
something that would Dave call me a child molester or something
No.
What did he do?
No, it's Dave's career.
Dave's career. Yes.
Dave gets a 12:30 slot on NBC, and it says,
"Attention, career watchers, sinking ship about."
It says
Dave Letterman's career.
Wow. It says one of Dave's most prominent and favorite guests was young comedian Jay Leno.
Oh, he loved having me on the show.
Who Dave gave
he loved
the big
having me on
break
the show.
To.
He loved having me on the show. People really don't realize that, the R words. He never realized how much he missed me until I went on the greener pastures and I started sitting in for Johnny. And when I was sitting in for Johnny, I was always the best guest host, and that's how I got the gig. And that's why, it's not a big deal. We're not really, there's no antagonism.
It's
not antagonism. What are you talking about? Come on.
Here's my point. You just called him a faggot, but the
he
show...
He is a faggot. I'm sorry.
This show gave the feeling that at least until you guys got separate shows,
sure,
you had actually been friends.
Well, there was a friendship there. I don't mind telling you. And he's an angry guy. And, I'd like to maintain a friendship.
He's angry. You just screamed he's a fag.
Well, I can blame one person, okay? This is a person I blame. And unfortunately, God rest her soul, she's no longer with us. But Helen Kushnick. Helen Kushnick drove us apart. She drove a wedge between me and a lot of people who were also in the business. And, you know, unfortunately, I was not able to, you know, build that bridge back up with Dave, and Dave, you know, held a grudge. And if he continues to hold a grudge, that's the way it is. The bottom line is, he's with NBC, he's with CBS, I'm with NBC, we're competitors, and we have to try to do what we're doing. You know, that's not that big a deal.
Let me ask you another question.
Let's ask you about the Tonight Show and some of our great guests, because we got more great guests. It's not just Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Angela Lansbury, and the talented LL Cool J. Lots of wonderful comedians will be coming up. In the near future, we're going to have CBS's own Kevin James from The King of Queens. He'll be coming on the show. It should be a big, big good time. We're going to have a fantastic time. And, all right, music fans, are you ready? Get excited. Kenny G back in the saddle. Kenny G will be coming on tonight's show. We're going to have a fantastic. And as far as the country and rap artists, we will be heavy on the country and rap artists. Coolio will be coming on the tonight show. Should be a wonderful time with the great Coolio. And also, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Can I have a drum roll, please? She's back for a return engagement.
Oh.
You know her, you love her. The lovely Christina Aguilera will be coming on the Tonight Show. So it should be big, big fun. Fantastic fun for all the whole family.
Let me just, you have just encapsulated.
Shania Twain's back, too. You know, I know her star has fallen, but Shania will be on the show.
Everything that's wrong with your show.
What's that?
You no longer come out.
You don't like the part where I walk down the front and shake hands with everybody in the audience?
You don't try to be funny.
Oh,
your whole show now is you just coming out and making these grandiose statement.
Grandiose statement, because I have guests. I'm not like Mr. New York, who can only get Nathan Lane 750,000 times. I bring the heavyweight stars. I've had Jennifer Aniston. I've had Courtney Cox. I've had all the cast of Friends. They've been on my show. How many times did they do Mr. Gaptooth? They don't do that very often, do they? I've got the big stars and more to come. The lovely Bette Midler will be joining me to promote her new show on CBS. All the CBS stars come on the Tonight Show to promote their show. It should be big fun. I'm really excited about it. And, of course, everyone on ER, you know, stop by. Juliana Margulies is going to be here on the Tonight Show. Very exciting. We're very excited about another great season of Jay, and we're very excited about, the NBC lineup.
How come you have never had laser surgery to correct your wife's mustache?
Oh, that, now those are fighting words, John Geronimo. Mavis, I know you're a comedian. You
Mavis's mustache, really?
She's got a little facial hair, but you know, it's not what I worry about. I'm Jay Leno. I'm too busy working to worry about. You know, what am I going to do all night? I'm writing jokes. I'm going to be sitting there writing jokes for the Tonight Show for the opening monologue, and I'm going to come home and say, Mavis, do something about that mustache you have. Come on now, I'm too busy. I don't want to worry about that.
How can you make out with a woman with a mustache?
I don't just make out. I have intercourse with her.
Oh.
I do. Full-fledged, 100% man on top, get it over with, quick intercourse. Yes, sirree. Mavis, daddy's home. And we have a fantastic, and then afterwards, you know, we'll do that once every 6 months or so. We'll have a wonderful session, and then I will go down to work on my cars, which is my first love. I make love to my automobiles. I really do. That's my first love. You know, I've got a vintage Bentley that you've just got to see. I put a restoration on it. It's just going to be incredible, and I drive it down Sunset Boulevard whilst I'm thinking about all the fantastic guests that I'm going to be having. It's going to be a great season of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Isn't that right, Kevin? Kevin Eubanks in the NBC Orchestra. Right over here.
This is a question I would ask Letterman. I'll ask it of you also.
Sure, go ahead. You can ask.
How come both of you guys are so fixated on Johnny that you would suck his ass dry?
I find that distasteful. I find that distasteful. Suck his ass dry. What is that?
Hold on.
I'm going to give you, excuse me, Johnny, this is Jay Leno. I'm coming over to suck your ass
hold
dry.
On. If Johnny called, let's see Johnny called.
That.
Johnny called. Just play along.
All right, I'll play along.
Okay, yeah.
I'll play along if you want me to.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, Jay. Johnny.
Hello, this is Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny, Jay Leno. I'm coming over to suck your ass dry.
Good. Come over, bring a straw, and I'm having a contest to see who can suck my ass the driest.
No.
You or Letterman?
No, come on. I know what you're doing this time. Let me tell you. Can I tell you the truth about this? Johnny set the table for all of us. He set the table, and he was nice enough to have me as a guest host. And then, through that, I got the gig as the host of Tonight Show.
See, you're sucking his ass dry right now.
He's a marvelous talent, and he set the table. He laid the groundwork for everyone. And I wish Letterman would show him a little more respect.
If there was a contest, serious,
sure,
between you
uh-huh.
and Letterman, you had some of those bendy straws.
Sure.
and you really have to.
Oh, and you can talk about sucking his ass dry. You know, you think I'm an ass kiss, but I'm not. Let me tell you a story about Johnny.
Okay.
Johnny was working, it was last week at NBC, okay? And I was getting my stuff done, getting ready to make the transition. And I walk into the Tonight Show offices, and there's Freddie DeCordova, the former producer of the Tonight Show, and he looks up at me and says, hey, here's the next host of the Tonight Show. And anyway, I thought, yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it wasn't any big deal. Johnny comes out and says, Jay, how are you? Excited about the new gig? Yeah, I'm very excited. He said, listen, is there any chance you can go out and get me some sandwiches? And I said, for you, Johnny, anything. And I went down the street. I came back. I gave him his sandwiches, and he offered me money. All right?
Uh-huh.
That should say it right there. He offered me money. He was going to pay for the sandwiches, and I'm taking over as the host of Tonight Show. What kind of crap is that?
What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, it just shows you what kind of guy he is. He's an incredible guy. He goes, you know, he asked me to go out and get sandwiches, which I think I'm going to have to pay for, and then he offers me money for it. So I'm no ass kid.
Did you do
it? That's the story. That's the point, which obviously has been lost on you and your entire entourage, that you have not gotten the story that I am not an ass kid. That's the whole thing right there. And then, of course, the first couple of weeks, Johnny would leave things behind, and I would pick them up from his office. I would bring them over to his house after I'd be done doing the taping.
Yeah. Occasionally, when you brought them over to his house, was he ever coming off the tennis court?
Yeah, a couple of times. He was with his beautiful, lovely, and charming, and talented wife walking off the tennis court. And I said, whoa, va, 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 boom. But I didn't say that in front of Johnny, of course. But I said, Johnny, Mr. Carson? I called him Mr. Carson.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Mr. Carson, Mr. Leno's here with your boxes of your stuff that I brought over from Burbank.
But you're not an ass kiss.
Not a bit. No, it's not that. You don't get anywhere in show business being an ass kiss. You really don't. It's not necessary. And I can't. What's the point?
If somebody said to you that to get Johnny Carson's blessing, because you know he's never been on the Tonight Show.
Let me mention the lovely Leanne Rimes. Leanne Rimes will be coming up on the Tonight Show in the near future. It's going to be a big, big show. Dennis Rodman will be here, yes, siree, talking about his new website. It's going to be exciting.
You know that Johnny Carson's never been on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Sure, of course.
But he has been on David Letterman's show.
Yeah.
If Johnny was to pick one guy.
Sure.
And Johnny said, I would pick one guy and endorse the one guy.
I knew where you're going with this.
Who gives me fellatio.
Sure.
Full fellatio.
What are you talking about? You're making it sexual, sucking ass dry.
No, the other side.
I'm not comfortable with this. I'm not comfortable with this.
Let me ask you, would you do it?
If he would endorse my show?
If he would say, whoever does it first.
All right, let me see if I got your question. Let me see if I.
Dave or Jay.
Hold on, Don. Let me see if I framed your question properly. You're saying to me that if Johnny would come out and endorse my show, would I perform oral sex on him?
Yeah.
That's a tough question, but I got to say yes right on the surface.
Sure.
Of course I would.
You would.
I'm not good at it, but I'd try it. I'd try it a couple of times, and maybe two or three if it would get the endorsement. What power would that be? Hi, this is Johnny Carson. Watch Jay Leno tonight. Jay Leno with D.L. Hughley coming up tonight. It's going to be big fun. Big fun on Tonight Show with Jay Leno. It's really, I'd do that anytime. Do you like Jay walking? You like that?
It's a ripoff of a Letterman bit. I mean,
no, it's not.
You know, come on,
no, it's not.
Letterman really originated
the Letterman bit.
Letterman originated.
Oh, you are lying.
Going out on the street with a camera
and finding
stupid people.
You like Letterman and hate Jay. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. I watched Letterman. I watched the Letterman show.
Me too.
Oh, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have come by. Yes, I would have come by. The most important thing is to promote The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. I'll go on anybody's show. Did you see me on Politically Incorrect this week? I was on that show. I was on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, good friend. Went on there because, you know, we're not doing anything, and I've got to perform. I've got to get my performance fixed. It's very important. Bill Maher will be coming on my show in the near future, too. Host of Politically Incorrect, Bill Maher is going to be here, ladies and gentlemen. And Joan Emery from the San Diego Zoo coming by with some fantastic reptilian creatures. It's going to be lots of big fun. We're going to have a great time. And we've got, of course, a young kid that's just a brilliant kid. He's a brilliant kid. He knows geography. He knows everywhere. You point to a map, he'll tell you exactly where it is. That's big fun. That's going to be coming up with D.L. Hughley, the real smart kid, and also Joan Emery. That will be a ratings winner, my friend.
And don't forget the shaky camera and the balloons coming down and giving audience members.
Da-da-da-da-da! Jay Leno! Da-da-da-da-da! How you doing? Good to see you. All right, how are you? Yes, Ray, I'm so glad you like the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a big show. It's going to be fantastic. Kevin? It's going to be fantastic, Kevin. Iron J coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to have a great time, and Miss Cicely Tyson will be joining us. It's going to be a marvelous show.
James?
Yeah.
We are going to take a break.
Oh, yeah, take a break. Yeah, talk about Letterman some more. That really make me feel good. You know, come on, give me a break. Come
We're
going to
take a break.
Letterman tomorrow. That doesn't bother me.
We are going to take a call. We have a champion. We need a challenger to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Low Budget Jeopardy. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to have Low Budget Jeopardy. Should be big fun with Jay Leno. Oh, your guest host.
Numbers 877-365-3636.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. And don't forget, in the month of November on the Tonight Show, Gallagher will be here. Gallagher.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're a dork. You're just a dorky-looking white guy here.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
What, Jay? Jay? You're talking into the wrong microphone. Jay?
Hello? That was a rough faux pas that was.
I thought you were doing a bit.
That was Mike that did that. Holy ass. Oh, man, it's Friday!
I thought you were doing a bit.
How you doing, yeah.
You were really talking into the wrong microphone.
Mike was just lost in thought. Unbelievable. It's great to be back on the Don and Mike Show, I'll tell you that. Big show's coming up right now on the Tonight Show. We're very excited. In the month of December, Martha Stewart, Whoopi Goldberg, and Ann Mira will be on the Tonight Show. It should be lots of fun. Big fun. How are you, Don? How's it going? Going well?
Oh, going great for us.
Oh, that's great. I just want to say, is it necessary to play all the Letterman? I wish you... How about playing some Jay?
All right, now...
How about playing a clip from Jaywalking?
Here is the problem. We have a gigantic stack of David Letterman tapes. Yep. We have a gigantic stack of Johnny Carson tapes.
There you go. I'm waiting.
We even have a stack of leftover Arsenio Hall show tapes.
Arsenio Hall? I mean, he was canceled like a million years ago. What are you even talking about? Come on, even yet.
We have no Jay Leno tapes at all.
Well, that's just a shame, because I suppose those other guys aren't going to be producing Doris Roberts, Susan Lucci, and Hanson in the month of November. Who's calling? All right, let me get the phone. Hold on a second.
Hold on a second. Are you going to get it, Jay?
Yeah, hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. Listen,
hey.
You've never been funnier than you've been this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Either that or I'm all goofy on Pop-Tarts.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks, Dave. Thanks a lot, man. How you been? How's the show going? What's happening? I think he hung up.
Yeah, I think he hung up.
Hey, that was Dave saying, I'm gonna say that the olive branch has been extended. Hold on a second.
You better get
Let me see if I can get on the phone here. Hello, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, how you doing, pal?
I'm fine, Dave.
Your brand of comedy reminds me of my mom's mashed potatoes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It really?
Lumpy and tasteless.
Oh, come on. Come on, Dave. Dave, talk to me. Talk to me, please.
He's
I
gone.
Love you.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry.
Listen.
He's funnier than I am. I admit it. He's funnier than
I am. You just called him a faggot a few minutes ago, and now you said you love him.
I'm jealous of him. I'm jealous of Dave, all right? Hold on. Phone's ringing. Hold on. Let me grab it. Hello, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, it's me, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I've been doing some early Christmas shopping.
Have you now?
And I came across a gift that would be perfect for the people who listen to your show.
Yeah, what's that?
Earplugs.
Hey, come on. Oh, that's not good. Right.
Oh, man.
Hey, F you.
You know, sometimes I'm just so funny I crack myself up.
Yeah, you're not funny tonight. F you.
Oh, no. You just said you love him.
Hey,
you just said you love him.
What a dick.
Okay.
That sucks that you made him call. Just at my expense, man. That's not funny. That's not cool. That's not show business.
Jay, let's play the game Low Budget Jeff Martin.
Really in kind of a blue funk right now, you know that? All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jay Leno, and this is the way I sound around my house with Mavis, okay?
And her mustache.
I'll tell you right now, this is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now in the studio is a carpet cleaner from Sterling, Virginia. From Sterling, Virginia. Let's say hi to the very lovely and talented Tony Eskew.
Hello, Tony.
How you doing?
Tony.
Hello.
Yo.
And now entering the studios, our returning champion. This individual has a big brain. Their three-day winning total, $154. This is a student from Baltimore. Let's say hi to very lovely and talented Mike T. McCarthy.
How are you doing, guys?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Mike, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
Great, and I
thank you, Don. I got my own cunny honey like yourself. Great.
There you go. And now in the studio is the host of All But the Jeopardy. He's a talented guy. Remember, Tony and Mike, don't screw it up. Let's have a big round of applause for Alex Sylvester Geronimo.
Well, you worked it back up there, Jay.
Yeah, well, I'm a pro. You know, I don't care. Even though Dave has insulted me along with your help, I, you know, it doesn't bother. Hold on a second. Just grab a phone here.
If your cell phone keeps ringing.
I know. Hello, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I wonder if you would take a request.
What's that, Dave?
Yeah.
What?
Go into real estate.
Oh, come on. Oh, F you. F you.
Oh, man.
A-hole. You don't need to do that crap. Leave me alone. I'm playing a game here. Bastard.
Oh. Your cell phone sure does have a weird ring on it, though.
I just wish. Is there any chance perhaps we could play this game? And I've come all the way from Los Angeles to play this game that we could play. Good night, Alan. Good Joseph.
Hurry.
Is there a chance we could play this game and, you know, and basically have David Letterman not call? I know he's on the air. We've got the Olympics, so I'm trying to help you guys out.
Yes, okay, Jay.
Jesus Christ.
Here are your categories. They are Big Brother.
Yeah, Big Brother. Big this if Letterman calls again.
Name that NFL stadium's corporate name.
I hate you guys.
Showbiz news.
Showbiz news. We're all in show business. Yes, sirree. Lots of big fun with show business.
New on home video.
Yeah, I love videos. Videos are fun to watch, you know.
States and capitals.
States and capitals.
Here you go. One more time, guys. Your categories are Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Name that NFL stadium's corporate name.
Name that NFL stadium's corporate name.
Showbiz news.
Clint Black, Brooks, and Dunn coming on the Tonight Show in the next few months.
New on home video.
Along with Steve Garvey and Cameron Diaz.
And states and capitals.
It's going to be a great show.
Tony, you are the challenger. We will start with you.
Good luck, guys. From Jay Leno to you.
NFL stadiums.
All right, tell you the name of the team. You tell me the, you know, who's paid to name the stadium.
Yeah, all right.
Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh. No, it is not Ooh Stadium, Tony. Unfortunately, we're going to have to go right over to Mike and find out what his answer is.
What is PSI Net Stadium?
Right, PSI Net, correct.
$1 on the board for the returning champion. It's time to go again. Go ahead, Michael.
NFL Stadiums for two.
Good luck, Michael.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
What is Erickson Field?
I'm sorry, Tony, another chance for you.
No idea.
Oh, it wasn't Ooh Stadium. That's funny. All right.
No, it's Altel.
Altel Stadium. All right, Michael, you are in control. Good luck, Michael.
NFL Stadium for three.
Carolina Panthers.
What is Erickson Field?
Yeah, right, Erickson. That's correct.
$3 for you, Mike. You love that Erickson name, don't you? Okay, time to move on to another category.
How about Showbiz for one?
Showbiz news. Here
showbiz
you go.
News. That's my business. Yes, sirree. Big showbiz news.
She did her last farewell concert last night in New York City.
It was Barbara Streisand.
$1 for you, Mike. You're blazing a trail right now. The returning champion is acting champion-like. Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Showbiz news for two.
Showbiz news for two.
Hold on, let me see. All right, now, I'm hoping it's my manager. He's supposed to be checking on me. Hold on just a second. Just checking it right now. Let's see what's happening. I want to see if I'm on the phone. Why is it, the button's not working. There we go. There's the button. Let me flip it open. Hello, this is Jay Leno.
Ollie, this is Jake from Body by Jake in Major League Lacrosse.
I'm not
I just want to leave a message for you and the fellas. Yeah. Thanks a million for everything.
Oh, no problem, Jake.
I'm sure you read. If you didn't read, we had a sellout.
That's great. We'll have you back on the show.
It had a hell of a lot to do with you guys.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And had a great time.
All right, Jake.
And everyone in that whole area knows about my sex life.
How about dinner? You want to go out to dinner sometime?
You know what? It's a trade out. I got a sellout for it.
Jake, you want to go out to dinner?
Tell the boys thanks a million, and I really appreciate the support.
Jake, you want to go out to dinner with me? Why did he hang up on me? What an a-hole.
You know, you should turn your cell phone off during the show.
Muscle-bound bastard. Yeah. And Jake Steinfeld. He's a good friend. We've gone out to dinner before. He gets a lot of chicks. It really sucks. Who's in control?
I think, who is it? Is it Mike?
Mike's in control. Yeah, Mike. You're a returning champion. Way to go, Mike. Boy, everybody's just dissing me today.
Mike, go again, please.
Showbiz news for two.
This movie legend just broke up with Lara Flynn Boyle.
It was Jack Nicholson.
$2 for you, Michael. You're blazing quite a trail. Yes, sir. Go again, please.
Showbiz news for three.
This movie star, and now sitcom star, estimates he has slept with 5,000 women.
It was Charles Sheen.
Charlie Sheen, there's a guy we're going to have, a brand new star of Spin City will be coming on the site, so it should be a lot of fun. All right, Mike, you're in control.
States and Caps for one.
States and Caps, here
States
we go.
States Capitals, yes, sir. We do that on jaywalking and people screw up. It's hysterical.
Incidentally, the home state of David Letterman.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Indiana.
Please.
What is Springfield?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm glad everybody got that. I hope you get it wrong, too, Tony. Because I don't like David Letterman, but it's no offense. Nothing personal. Your chance to steal, Tony the Tiger.
What is it, Indianapolis?
Right, Indianapolis, correct. Right,
$1 for you, Tony. You are on the board. You will go to the second round, which should be very exciting for you. So time to select again, please.
States and capitals for two.
All right.
It is the capital of the great state of Florida.
What is...
Sorry, you were slow on the trigger, and that means that, Michael, you have a chance to steal.
What is Tallahassee?
Tallahassee's right.
$2 for you, Mike. You're back in control. Hold on a second. There goes that pesky cell phone ringing again. Let me see if I can get it. Again, I don't know why I'm picking it up. There's no sound to it. Hold on just a second. Hello, this is Jay Leno.
Rob, this is Liam Hayne. Would you and your buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame please destroy my phone number?
Come on, Crybaby.
I'm kind of serious about this, you know?
Gene Rayburn.
I can take it, but I can also dish out. Like, if I hear from you guys again, I'm liable to go to the president of WTFK.
You have the wrong number, pal. You have the wrong number, pal.
You don't want that for a Christmas present, right?
You have the wrong number. Listen to me.
Stay,
don't tell me to have a nice day. Rat bastard, you have the wrong number. Why are these people calling me like that? Totally at random. I swear to God, when I call my publicist, there's going to be somebody fat in a fryer pan.
Okay.
I swear to God, this is the kind of crap. I don't get dissed like this on other shows.
You only give out that number to close friends?
I give that number out to all my intimate friends. They're like Letterman. That's when he called and Jake Steinfeld. Those guys were legitimate. Nobody can hear me on the other end. Hold on a second. Everybody's calling me. It's really starting to piss me off. I don't understand. Oh, Jay Leno.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
I don't know any Larry Michael. What the hell's going on here? This is a bunch of crap. Who's playing with my cell phone? My cell phone's not working properly. I don't understand. This is a charade. This is really, really. You got to be in my bonnet. You don't want to piss Leno off. I tell you all right now. You can all smile. You smile. But this is really. There's going to be serious, serious trouble. I am pissed. I'm royally pissed. And I apologize to these guys who called it. Hey, Mike, Tony?
Yeah.
You guys okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just lost it there for a second, okay? I'm just a little pissed. Somebody gave out my number. There's somebody on your staff, Don. Somebody on your staff.
I don't think so.
Start to ring it. Look, everybody's got the number right now. God damn it. Hello, Leno.
You Don Geronimo?
No.
You Don Geronimo?
What?
Sounds good.
What the...
Oh, that was a goal for me.
That's inappropriate. That's inappropriate. That's for you. These are some of your listeners. You gave my number out on the air?
Yeah.
You gave it out on the air?
Yeah.
You gave my number out on the air?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I swear to God, if I wasn't a pro, I would walk.
All right, Mike, go again, please.
Was it Stays and Capture 3, I think?
Yes.
I don't care. Go ahead. Win your game. Get your $2 or whatever that
is. It is the capital of the great state of Tennessee.
What is Nashville?
That's right.
All right, $3 for you. You run the category. Congratulations, brainy pants.
Oh, come on, Jay.
I'm sorry. Somebody's got my number, and maybe they'll stop ringing. That'll be good. Oh, you got $15. All right, go again, Mike.
Big Brother for one.
Big Brother, okay. Big Brother.
Okay, let's say, why don't you just promote the whole lineup? What's the next category? Everybody loves Raymond?
On Big Brother, he is the one-legged boy.
It was Eddie.
Eddie Wright.
$1 for you, Mike. You got $1. You're rolling. Rolling in the dough. Yes, sirree. A total of $16 for you. Congratulations.
Big Brother for two?
She's hosted the live version of Big Brother.
It was Julie Chang.
Julie Chen, yes.
Julie Chang. All right, congratulations. You got a little baby then?
Yep.
Oh, how old's the baby?
5 months.
Good luck to you with that baby. All right, fantastic. We're going to have... We're going to have a baby doctor on in a few months on the Tonight Show, too. I forgot what the name is. Brazelton, Terry Brazelton will be coming on, the baby doctor on the show. Should be big fun. Select again, Michael.
Big Brother for three.
Average number of viewers per episode this year in millions. Just round it off.
What is 6 million?
6 million, no.
Sorry there. It's your chance to steal, Tony.
What is 24 million?
No, I'm sorry.
No, 9 million people a night.
Select again, Michael.
New home video for one.
All right, new on home video. This is our last category.
All right, here we go.
Stars, Matthew McConaughey.
What is EdTV?
No. Okay, Tony, your chance to get some more dollars back here. You got quite
no
a
idea.
No idea. Mike's got $18. He's
little thing
around.
Called U571.
U571. Bono from U2 will be coming out tonight, Joe, also. I hope this is legit. Can I just say that, Tom? I hope this is a legit. I hope for your sake and your staff's sake it's a legitimate call. Hello, Jay Leno.
Who's that, man?
Oh, you're all laughing. I'm about had it. I swear to God, I am so hot.
Who is that?
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Hot. I am pissed. Yeah, that's not some no somebody screaming on the other. You know, it's a lunatic. It's a lunatic call.
We couldn't hear. We
can't hear. I know you're
hear.
All pleased with yourselves. I'm glad you're all pleased with yourselves. I'm really glad. You know, he's having a coronary over on the other side. That's terrific. I've never seen anything like that.
All right, let's go with new on home video for two here.
Let's go with some calls from my attorney. Okay, that's what we're gonna have. Calls from my attorney. Then new on home video. Who's in control? Are you in control, Mike?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mike, you're in control. All right, hey, can I apologize to you fellas? I'm sorry this is happening, but Don gave them. Okay, big fun. Hello, this is Jay Leno. Hello? Oh. Yeah. You're not funny. You're not funny. This is amusing. I'm a big star. You're not. Listener, it's the Don and Mike show. You know, your funny little voices. What the hell's wrong with you? Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You got a real future in comedy, lady. Really kicking my ass with that material. Yeah, you sucked.
No.
There you go.
Okay.
Your pipe's been smoking.
Okay.
You guys, Mike, you guys are real a-holes. I'll tell you.
Mike,
right
there
now.
You go.
No.
New on home video for two.
God.
Did we do this one? Stars Chevy Chase.
No. What is screwed?
No.
Hey, Tony, it's a chance to steal as I try to be, maintain some kind of
What was the question?
Yeah, you forgot the question.
Yeah.
That's a no-no. Pay attention, Tony.
Too bad. Snow day.
No, it's easy. Mike, you're in control.
New home video for three.
All right, last question on the big board.
Oh, thank God for that.
Stars one of the Baldwin brothers, but not one of the good Baldwin brothers.
Oh, Jesus. What is the Flintstones and Viva Rock in Vegas?
That's right.
Wow. $3 for you, and don't forget, Alec Baldwin will be coming on the show, and Melissa Joan Hart and Tom Bergeron real soon on the Tonight Show.
All right, Tony, Mike, hold on a second. Jay.
Yeah, Jay.
Jay.
Call me Mr. Leno to you, pal.
Jay.
These phone crap.
We will be right back.
All right, no problem. We up to you now?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
The home of the pumpkin shampoo, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, listen, everybody. We're here with Jay Leno getting ready to get done with Jeopardy.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Great to be here. Don't forget, the night show's coming back right after the Olympics, and lots of big fun and big guests coming out on the show.
Still to come on our show today, really, John Madden.
Oh, he's great. I've had him on. He's a great guy. Great guy. Great
You've never had
guy.
John Madden on the Tonight Show.
All right, I lied. So I lied. Why are you picking on me all the time?
Well, the real John Madden is coming on our show.
I'll believe that when I see it.
To pick the pros until they scab and bleed.
Sure, you probably have that crazy lady coming up.
The unusual body contest. You know, as it turns out, the girl with the
kaleidoscope eyes?
No, the girl with the skin tag in her vagina.
Oh, that's not good.
Called, and she's stuck in traffic.
Come on, why do you have to have that on?
So if she can make it down in time, we'll go with that today.
And all right, medical experiments on the Don and Mike Show.
And now we'll do that on Monday.
Fantastic.
Also on Monday's episode, we have Dennis Franz.
Ooh.
We have Magic Game 2000, and I've been told on Monday we'll receive a call from television star Leah Remini, telling us of the decision to put us in a script on King of Queens.
I don't want to answer
Great.
That. I swear to God, but I will.
Could be Leah.
Could be important. Hello, Jay Leno.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, pal, I'm on to you. I understand what you're doing, okay? I'm going to change the number. I hope you enjoy your fun. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello there. That's a, you know, that is a real...
Hello.
All right, goodbye. That's a real numbnut. Right there, sounds like it.
All right, Jay, let's play...
retard.
Let's play Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
All right, I suppose. If we can get that phone to stop ringing, I'd sure love to do that.
We
absolutely.
Have,
and I just want to say Christmas week on tonight's show. Already booked in advance, the cast of Riverdance will be coming in.
We have Tony and Mike. Guys, are you ready?
Yeah, huh?
Are you both there, Tony?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, boys, here we go. 11 years.
All right.
11 years ago today. On this day in 1989.
Oh, 1989. A long time ago.
The world's most famous and popular Jiggle TNA show had its debut on NBC.
I think I know the answer to that one.
11 years ago today, this Jiggle TNA show had its debut.
All right.
On NBC. Don't forget, guys, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Robot Jeopardy will receive my brand new, and I'm talking brand new, ladies and gentlemen, brand new exercise book, Getting Your J On, filled with exercise tips to keep everybody's favorite late night hosts in tip-top conditions. Not easy to do a great show like I do without being in shape. Getting Your J On has everything from nutritional tips to a great morning workout that's guaranteed to really let you get your J on every single day of the week. Don't forget, the video will be coming out soon, too. Now back to Final Love of Jeopardy. Alex Rebecca Renimo.
Yes, we're going to go.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm not. Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Don't answer it. It's your fault.
Oh,
I'm serious.
Jesus.
And it don't go away.
Crazy lady back on the line. Hello?
Call me.
Talk to me.
Nailing me.
Why don't you talk to me?
Nailing me. Hey.
What are you talking to me, you bitch?
Stay in the way.
Hey, I don't want
to stay in.
Cut the way away? What the hell does that mean? Lady, what kind of drugs are you taking, lady? Oh, screw her. I cut her off at the quick. You know, I can take it. I see. If she wants to be a prankster, if she wants to be a prankster, I can handle it.
Uh-huh.
No problem. All right, Surf. Let him all call right now. Hello, Jay Leno.
Hi, this is Surf.
Hi, Surf. How you doing? Jay Leno here. What can I do for you? Hello? Hey, hung up too. Yeah. Fantastic. They're all going to hang up, and that's all right. If you want them all to hang up, it doesn't matter to me at all. You can all call, hang up, make your crank calls. It doesn't matter to me. I can handle it. Hello, Jay Leno. What can I do for
you? Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz.
What?
Which took first place.
What?
With BMW.
What are you talking
about? That's pronounced in English, BMW. What? If you want to call a Mercedes a Mercedes.
Hello?
Why, then you would call it a BMW.
Yeah, goodbye. Now I got a German guy calling me. What the hell's going on here?
Right, Jay, who do I want to talk to first?
I don't know. Go to Tony. He's the guy that doesn't have any points.
All right.
Runs.
Going to Tony. Tony, 11 years ago on this date, the world's most famous and popular Jiggle TV TNA show had its debut on NBC.
Married with Children?
Hey, that was not in the form of a question.
Boy, I tell you, well, you better get back to Harvard, Tony.
All right, Mike.
Damn it.
You're the winner if you have the answer.
What is the night show with Jay Leno?
I'm sorry, that knocked you down to zero. There will be no money given away today on the Donna Mike Show.
Tonight's show with Jay Leno. No. Answer was, maybe you've heard of this one, boys. Another thing called Baywatch.
Yeah, okay, guys. Not a difficult question. And Pamela Anderson, David Hasselhoff. Been on my show many times over.
Little thing called Baywatch. Yeah. All right, well, listen. It is a happy Yom Kippur for Alan Linewander giving away.
A good junta.
We're giving away no money today.
That's for sure. He'll be very happy about that.
Jay, why don't you tell Mike and Tony about their party gift?
With pleasure, Don. Here you go, fellas. Here's what you get. Your fantastic prizes. Tony and Mike, listen to this. First of all, you want a 15 days of 007 prize pack. Don't miss it. 15 days of 007 on TBS Superstation beginning this Sunday at 8 p.m. only on TBS. Superstation. Wait.
There's more.
You have won a pair of tickets to the WJFK WashingtonPost.com Cars.com Toys for Big Boys event. 85,000 square feet of the most cutting edge stuff you could ever wish for. Toys for Big Boys will be held on Saturday, October 14th at Capital Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. See Donna Mike live with Playboy Bunny. Should be a lot of fun. But wait.
There's still more.
You have won a Remember the Titans rain jacket courtesy of AMC and Disney.
Cool. Remember Thank the Titans. Hold on, I'm not done.
He's trying. He has problems with his R's.
Remember the Titans is now showing. Check newspapers for theater showtimes. And enjoy Remember the Titans. Denzel Washington, great guy.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike and Tony.
All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for coming to mine.
Thanks. Have a great weekend. Well, Jay, it was wonderful having you here.
Oh, slice of heaven. I don't mind telling you that. I'm real slice of heaven. Really? Okay. Yeah, as soon as there's a second, I really, you know, I'll be honest with you, right? One thing I want to say to this next guy. Hey, screw you.
This is TV's Leah Remini.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I just have to say that I enjoy Don's company much better than Charlie.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, yell at you and say screw you, Leah. They're effing with me. I know you go on.
Too late.
Hello?
She hung up on you.
Jesus.
You finally get a real celebrity call.
I don't appreciate it, and you know, you'll hear from the people.
All right.
I mean, you're a good guy. You're a talented disc jockey. You do a good job. But Jesus Christ.
All right, Jay, thank you for coming by.
Oh, yeah, thank you. You really thank me. Give my number out to all your listeners.
Don't forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Crazy Lady, thecallme.com, whatever.
Coron Incorporated.
And it's distributed by King World, okay? See you later, nuts. Bye.
He's very upset, Jay Leno was.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I've never seen him that mad.
His personal phone number was given out.
I have no idea why he got that mad.
We're going to go to Buzzard News now, keeping in mind that this first break will be a short one. Not like yesterday, Buzz.
Right.
Because we got John Madden tentatively coming on.
Cool.
In a couple of seconds to pick the pros until they scab and bleed.
Very good.
Now let's go to the news cubicle.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
What is the lead story that the show's running on time tonight?
No, tonight's lead is kaboom. The government eyeballs another line of Firestone tires.
Oh, great. A chance for us to do that again.
I certainly hope they're not mine. I hope they belong to Masatoshi Ono, Chairman Bristol's Firestone.
Everybody, please, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comment.
For news and
coming
comment.
Up coming on
up.
The Don and Mike Show.
On the Ron and Reich Show. That was very...
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The best reason not to drive your little Mercedes convertible into the abutment. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz, let me see if this is John Madden.
Good idea.
All right, if it's not John Madden, he might be on line three. Hello?
Hello?
John?
Doesn't sound like John Madden.
Not John Madden. Hello?
Hi, what can we do for you?
I need your advice.
All right, honey.
I need a little bit of HBI, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get it.
HBI.
I stumped you.
Yeah.
No, hot beef injection.
You got it.
FBI, female body.
Way to go. Test. Way to go with that.
Yeah. DSL.
See, I've never heard you guys use that, so I thought maybe
HBI. So, I mean, you don't have any man in your life right now?
Yes, I do.
Hot beef injection.
So you have to motivate the man that's in your life to give you some HBI.
Actually, he comes to me a lot.
Yeah?
And it just seems that... when it's my turn to come to him, it's no.
Huh. Are you hideous? Do you have a problem?
No, I'm not hideous.
Are you a hottie?
Sure.
Really?
Sure.
Sure.
Then how come you're not? Then how come you're not getting your HBI?
I don't know.
I will tell you.
That's what I was hoping you guys could help me with.
Men are motivated by the eyes. That's what men do. I mean, if you look. If you do
I've
something,
got great eyes.
No, I'm not talking about your eyes. I'm talking visual. That's okay. How men respond.
Oh, I gotcha.
They're not going to respond to something you say or like making a romantic dinner during a room. But if you like walk into the room.
Take your shirt off.
Naked with high heels on, there's probably a chance that.
You'll get your hot beef injection.
Things will happen. Men cannot. You don't beat around the bush. You just give it to them, you know, right the way they want it. Yeah, like a centerfold.
Beat around the bush.
Okay, but what about just. Butt naked in the bed, waiting for him at lunchtime.
No. If you really want to guarantee, you got to give him that visual stimuli.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how do you look naked?
How do I look naked?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
I'd say an 8 with no surgery and all that.
Well, that's good. I mean, but if you're under the covers, by the time he gets into the bed, you're going to be, you know, it's going to be out of luck.
Did you say an 8 with no surgery?
Right.
So you've had no surgery?
No.
Okay.
So no enhancement is what you're saying?
Exactly.
Well, listen, I can tell you, I want to tell you what works for me. You know, I've been married to Frida for 20 years. When she comes up at night and I just see her changing her clothes to go to bed.
Visual stimuli. Mm-hmm.
I want her right then.
Just changing clothes.
Just changing her clothes. Or sometimes if we go to the beach and I just see her in a bikini.
Mm-hmm. It does it for you.
I want to have sex with my wife immediately.
So it's always visual stimuli.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Be naked.
So aren't you going to ask me who I most resemble?
That's why guys like porno so much.
Right. Yeah, it's the visual stimuli.
All right, who do you look like?
Do you remember the Bengals?
You mean the Bengals or the Bangles?
The Bangles.
Walked like an Egyptian, or was that
right?
Was
yeah,
that
right.
I always get the Bangles and Bananarama mixed up.
Who do you look like? Susanna, what's her name?
Yeah, but my nose isn't as big.
Oh, she's cute. All yeah, right. Walk around naked.
Okay.
Yeah, and with heels.
With heels.
Yeah, that's my own little
that's
thing.
That's the trick.
And, you know,
touch yourself.
In front of him?
It can hurt.
Yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
No
in
way.
Fact, you know, you do
yeah.
that, you oh, do yeah. that, it's a guarantee.
Yeah. yeah.
No
I mean,
way.
No way.
Start on the top and then touch yourself down there.
Give yourself a little mini massage in front of him. It will drive him nuts.
You think so?
Okay. No, we don't think so.
Absolutely.
We know so.
You know, on the top. Just right between your thumb and your
forefinger,
finger,
right.
You just, you know, just give yourself the old, you know, like you're tuning a radio.
Mm-hmm. See, you have the best voice for that. See, I could just listen to your voice and I would just be all over that.
Madden in 5 minutes. We got a break. Oh, hold on. What? Oh, he's online five?
He's online five right now.
I don't want John Madden to hear this.
No, come on. We have dignity here.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. See you later.
Goodbye. Get the Fox music, Rob. Oh, for goodness sakes. I don't want John Madden to hear that.
We were giving a woman sex advice on the
oh,
phone.
Oh, God. It's going to ruin it for us with John Madden.
I know. I think John will understand the kind of show we do here. We have to help people sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
The woman was calling for our help.
She asked.
Absolutely.
Your Fox music's at home?
Yes.
Well, then go on the microphone and sing the Fox music.
All right.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, come on. This is such a letdown.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. All right.
Oh, hold on. You got it here?
Well, no, it's the other stuff.
Oh, it's our stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is the package I got for JFK, which is a ripoff of the Fox music.
That's what you use on the pregame show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
It's our brand new package that we just got.
Very nice.
Because it sounds like Fox.
We are back.
I got a million cuts.
Hey, we're keeping John Madden waiting here.
Yeah, let me turn the music off. Hey, John.
Yeah. What
John.
The heck is going on?
John, we are sorry to make you wait.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, but I couldn't believe what I was hearing there.
Well, you mean when the woman, she called and she just needed our advice, John. We had to help her. She wanted to get more romantic with her husband this weekend.
And we were trying to, you know, tell her things that work for us in our marriage.
We were explaining to her how she could generate interest in, you know, in her husband.
Boy, there's some places an old tackle and catcher don't belong.
You're right.
You're the greatest.
John, listen, all day we've been jacked up that you were able to take time out of your schedule to talk to us. How was the bus ride from Atlanta?
Well, the bus ride, I came from Atlanta up to New York, and then I stayed in New York, and now I'm coming from New York to... Washington, D.C. I'm just on my way in right now.
Oh, fantastic. You're on the bus as we speak.
Yeah. As we speak, I'm driving through the streets.
I got to tell you why John's the best. And I know you have guys who help prep you and stuff, but there was a big story in the local news here last week, and I was watching you and Pat do the St. Louis game last week. And towards the end of the game, when the score's getting a little out of hand, John's got to fill with something. He says, hey, I'm getting off... You know, here and the bus is leaving, we're going to D.C. He says, I'm going to be taking Route 95 to D.C. There are monkeys that are throwing crab apples.
Sure, big story around here.
At the cars on Route 95. Now, John, this is something we had talked about on our show last week.
Which is about the funniest thing we've ever heard of.
Three brown monkeys.
Yeah, three brown
right.
monkeys.
Three brown monkeys throwing crab apples.
I about fell out of my chair.
Right.
And I said to my son... You see, John Madden has guys who, or John Madden himself read the newspaper.
Right.
given you that bit of information.
Did you get hit? Did you get hit by any of the crab apples on the way up?
No, but I mean, that was my point. I read that in the paper, so I'm reading the paper. I'm thinking I-95. We go up I-95 now. If those three monkeys can sit in a tree and hit cars with crab apples, they can sure as hell hit this big old bus. So I figured, you know, if they can hit one car with a crab apple, they can get us about 3, 4, 5 times. So I just wanted Willie and Joe to know that when we're going up I-95 and we hear like. Three monkeys in the tree throwing crab apples.
You cracked me up.
Oh, that's great.
That was such a great local angle. John, what will you be enjoying for dinner tonight on the bus? Are you going to be stopping, or are you going to be just driving?
No, I'm going to be there pretty soon. We're going to a local place by the hotel. In fact, the guy just called me, and he's going to wait for me, because I guess we're going to eat at 6:30.
Fantastic. And how is the cuisine on the bus this year? Yeah, you got you're pretty much the same crew you had last year?
Yeah. It's the same crew, and whatever we can get. I just had a couple tuna sandwiches coming up. That's so far. A little light.
Your schedule this year. Are they going to move you all around the country now, or you go from Atlanta to D.C., which is kind of in the same area? Are they going to move you way out west for any games this year, or are you mainly on the East Coast?
No, because there's no good teams way out west.
Yeah.
We usually go to the where the good teams are, and the 49ers aren't any good anymore, and the Rams aren't out there anymore, so we're not going to do that. I think we're going to do more Redskin games this year. Obviously, we'll do more, St. Louis games, and we'll do more Tampa Bay games.
And about that game this weekend with the Redskins and the Tampa Bay game, obviously that's the big game of the weekend because that's the game that you and Pat are calling. What are your thoughts on that game?
Well, I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I know that Tampa Bay, is a defensive team. The Redskins are the offensive team. And, and last year, what they did, and I think it's going to be something where you have to run at those guys. I think everyone gets concerned with that defense and the coverage and the cover two and all that, what they're going to do passing wise, and I think that you have to give them a lot of plays. You have to control the ball. You have to run it because they're a smaller defense and you can wear them down. And most teams don't approach it that way. And I know they have a lot of speed and all those things, but I think that the Redskin offensive line and Steven Davis could be a very, very big part of this if the Redskins are going
to
win.
You know what I've always wanted to ask you? We've had you on a bunch of times, and we've talked about the bus, the Madden Cruiser, and I've never asked you this. Have you ever logged any significant time behind the wheel? I know you have drivers. You have two of them, right? Two drivers?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Willie.
Yeah, Willie and the other guy. And do you ever log any time, like when those guys just are, both a little, beat tired, and you just say, hey, I'll take some wheel time?
No. I've never taken any significant time. One time a couple years ago, I was up in Green Bay, and I was showing Mike Holmgren. I had Mike Holmgren on, and I was showing him how I could drive it around the parking lot, and go through cones and do, trick driving.
Right.
I swear this is true. So then I'm going, and Mike Holmgren says, halt! And I thought, holy moly, I did such, so I slammed the brake, and the team was coming back, because we had to go, across the street to their practice facility.
Yeah.
And the team was coming back. They'd already practiced. We'd missed practice with me. With my dumb stuff I was doing.
Well, John, listen, we won't keep you from your dinner. I know it's at 6:30. We want to thank you for calling. You're welcome on the show anytime, hopefully around Thanksgiving. We can get you back on again. We just love you. Have a great time. Have a great time at the game.
Just get me on when you have a different subject.
I
have no idea what you guys were talking about.
Don't worry, John. We'll try to avoid that next time.
All right. Thank you, John.
Get the music.
All right, we'll get the music,
too.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
That's John Madden, ladies and gentlemen. Always fun to talk to.
That segment with John Madden could be the last once he figures out what we were talking about.
Right, exactly. He understands
it. He's all right. Sponsored by Pez Paintball. Visit their new location in Sterling. Call 703-709-7387 or online at www.pez.com. I mean, I just realized we were talking to tell that girl to play with her nipples.
I know.
And then play with her poon. Boom.
Yeah, I know.
John Madden's driving around going...
What did he say? This is not an old tackle. not a place for an old tackle.
You know, I didn't want to keep John. He said he had a 6:30 dinner engagement. It's after 6:30 already. So let's, me and you make our picks.
Let's do it.
I'm kicking ass this
you
year.
You want to bring anybody else in? I mean, we normally...
Yeah, how about Rob? You pick for John Madden this week.
Okay.
Got five games we're going to be picking. First game is Baltimore at Cleveland. I will take the Ravens.
I'll take Baltimore also. And, of course, as usual, the celebrity guest is the only one that can offer any analysis.
John Madden?
It's been a great year for Baltimore thus far. And despite Cleveland's home field advantage, you've got to go with the Ravens.
All right, thank you. The next game we're picking are the Giants at Tennessee. I've given up on the Giants. They're no longer my team. I pick Tennessee.
I have not given up on the Giants. Not one bit. And I also pick Tennessee.
John Madden, who do you like?
Well, I think you both are mistaken. I think they're going to be very powerful and dominant in the NFC East. You got to go with the Giants, despite a rough game with the Redskins last week.
All right, how about this one? Chicago at Green Bay. Green Bay goes to 3-2. I pick the Packers.
Pack is back. I agree.
Yeah, I have to make it a hat trick. Green Bay.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, good job.
No problem. Seattle and Kansas City. That's a tough game. I think Kansas City will win this game.
I like Seattle.
I also like Seattle.
Why, John?
They're good teams.
What do you like about them, John?
I think Holmgren's coaching is really turning them around.
Hey, way to go.
What about their quarterback?
Not so much.
Do you know his name, John?
I don't.
I don't know his name.
I'm not calling that game this
is
week.
Is it
so.
Kitna?
Yeah.
John Kitna.
Oh, J.K.
And the final game we're going to be picking, Tampa Bay at Washington. I'm picking the Tampans.
I'm right with you. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers.
No, the Redskins will win, especially if Steven Davis has anything to do with that offensive line. Redskins.
You just picked that up from John
that's
Madden.
That's what he just said, so that's what he would have said.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, John Madden.
Good job.
Thank you, guys.
Jesus. Charlie Broyhill, call him back.
And I think he's fine with that.
Yeah. Make sure it's not his last appearance on the show.
Nah, he knows what kind of show.
I know
he must have told him.
I know he knows what kind of show we do.
He just doesn't like to be around it.
But It's a different thing when he's hearing it.
Exactly.
When I'm telling a girl.
He obviously heard it all.
Yeah.
I mean, we picked up the phone. He's like, oh, jeez, what the hell are you doing?
What's going on there?
Yeah, really.
Thank God he wasn't online when the girl came down to the skin tag in her vagina.
That's for sure. Could have been worse. Could have been Summerall.
Yeah. I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon? What the hell's that crap?
I beg your pardon? Buzz?
Yes.
You know, you never got to start the news.
No, not yet.
And we'll do that right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
You'll laugh until your uterus falls out. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz. Let me just play Mike just a second of my music for my pregame show on the Redskins Radio Network.
Now, that's debuting this weekend?
Oh, no, I've been using it for a couple of weeks.
That's what I thought I heard. I thought I heard it on the show.
But for the last 3 years, I've been busting their ass. I've been saying, listen, you know, I'm using like Britney Spears music coming in and out of the breaks. Give me something. And they said, well, what do you want? And I said, I want something that sounds like Fox.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, we can't give you the Fox music. Right. That's licensed. Mm-hmm. So I said, give me something that sounds like it.
Now, how do you get it?
Listen to about a million different packages.
Right.
A bunch of demos. And then this is the one we have. I mean, it kicks ass.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, I come on the air and I go, you know, welcome to FedEx Field. Where today it's the Washington Redskins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It's almost as good as the Fox music.
On today's show, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Great.
And I got a million cuts. I got one that starts just with the drums.
I like that.
Like, these are the ones where you go, Redskins pregame show is brought to you by Mike O'Mara's Ass Brew. I got this one. That's just horns. And then I got this one, the short one. When we go right to break. But I'm just running out of time. And I go, hey, thanks for your time, Coach Turner. We'll be right back.
That's cool.
That's
great.
That's fun.
That's good music.
I love it. That's good music. And we have a body contestant here.
Oh.
It's not the girl with the vagina.
Yeah, of course,
no.
It couldn't be.
No,
and not this week.
I've been told it's lame. He's lame.
And it's not finger guy.
Well, didn't you make it clear we're continuing that anyway?
Yeah, because
so he can't win today.
Today's show is too jam-packed. Unless he comes in and blows us away.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't think
here he comes. Does. Unusual body.
There he
coming
is.
In right now.
Ladies
hi there.
Hey,
how are you?
Hi.
Hello, how you doing?
We are starting. You are looking live at the most unusual body contest.
What's unusual about your body?
I have a finger that's kind of funky.
What's your name, my friend?
My name is Jonathan.
John, where are you from?
Arlington.
You kind of look like that dude from Everclear. Have you heard that?
I've heard a couple different things. I'm a musician, so I hear various...
Well, you look like a musician. Absolutely. Oh, you've got a funky finger.
Yep. Let's see your finger.
All right, let's see it.
Not much, but I
feel like it's crooked. You have a crooked finger. Get out of here. I'm sorry. Not even remotely unusual.
That's nothing.
That's so you broke your finger, right? That's a big deal. God, what's the matter with people?
The boy with six fingers and the girl with a skin tag in her vagina will be joining us on Monday's episode.
Your position is secure.
For the unusual body contest. Now, finally, with no further ado, let me welcome.
You are looking live. For the news cubicle.
A man who knows nothing about football.
Right.
Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. You want to scare the neighbors this Halloween? Go dressed as a Firestone tire. The feds have launched an investigation of yet another kind of Firestone tire.
All right, good Buzz, lay it on me because I'm just about to go to the old Goodyear store.
Steeltex. R4S and AT light truck tires have reportedly been involved in two deadly accidents. And the government says it's gotten 167 complaints about those tires this month.
Are those your tires?
My tires are Steeltex. Yes,
wow.
They are. I will be taking those tires in tomorrow. The complaints, blowouts, and tread separation, same problems that forced the recall of Firestone ATXs, ATX2s, and Wilderness AT tires. These Steeltex tires are found on Ford F-250 and 350 pickups, the Ford Excursion, and GMC vans and the GMC Suburban.
Oh, Michael Barrow, we would like to apologize on behalf of Bristol Firestone for your exploding tires. Please accept a humble apology from Mitsubishi Ono.
You know, I gotta say that I have driven thousands of miles on the tires that I have right now, and you know I mean it's a horrible feeling to know that these kind of tires.
You're not going to do the Mitsubishi Ono voice?
I'm sorry, I just was totally caught up with my own safety at the moment. Hello, I am Masatoshi Ono, Chairman Bridgestone Firestone. I am now being very selfish and not thinking about the show. I am thinking simply about the safety of my family.
Mm-hmm.
I am so scared right now that I am going to produce something for the listening audience.
Airlifted from Japan.
Masatoshi Ono, Chairman Bridgestone Firestone.
That part was brought to you by Egar's.
Oh.
Hottest cigar site on the planet.
www.egars.com.
Save that story for me, will you, Buzz?
I will do that.
Thank you. Let me just mention. Redskins versus Buccaneers, and the pregame show goes on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
When you hear that music, it'll be 2 o'clock, and Don Geronimo will be bringing you the best radio pregame show in the business
on the Redskins Radio Network. And now back to Buzz Burbank. And more news.
And Don and Mike. It may be frost-proof, but it ain't fireproof. 1,100 homes and businesses have been evacuated in frost-proof Florida because of a fire at a fertilizer plant. No one's been hurt, but authorities are worried the fertilizer chemicals might explode.
Holy yes.
Frost-proof is about 50 miles south of Orlando.
Oh, we're running away. Oh, the humanity. The poop is burning. The poop house just blew up.
Thank you, everybody.
So long.
Thank you. Good night.
Clint Eastwood is off the hook. He was being sued in California by a woman who claimed his hotel in Carmel violated the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Stop it, you dirty bastard. Stop it, you're hurting me.
I can get my chair up the ramp, you son of a bitch.
She sued because she said the hotel was not totally wheelchair accessible.
You can get laid in a lumber camp.
Go.
Go.
Get out of here, man.
She says the nearest accessible restroom was 200 feet from the restaurant.
Amnesty for me.
And she says the hotel's only wheelchair accommodating room is more than twice the price of some of the hotel's other rooms. The jury let the actor off. They say they felt the woman was looking for trouble when she checked in. But the jury did say that Clint's Hotel should have better signs. Eastwood says the lawsuit is really about greedy lawyers. He says he should have been given a chance to make
things... Stay cool.
There's one now.
There's our greedy lawyer drop in.
He wanted a chance to make things right before he got dragged into court. And Bob Barker's being sued again.
No.
Yes.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
There's no reason to sue me.
No.
No.
Well, William, what do we have in the lawsuit, Bob? William?
Well, first you have to know this. Holly Hallstrom, who was a model for 19 years on Bob's Price is Right game show, sued the host for wrongful termination.
She's a bitch.
She says she was fired because she got older and put on weight. Bob decided to fight back and countersued, accusing Holly of slander and libel. A judge threw her case out of court, so Bob dropped his lawsuit, saying, it's time to put all this behind us. Now, she's suing again, claiming...
That's how much it meant to her.
Claiming how much it meant to me. I sued her, and now I dropped my lawsuit, and she's suing me.
Yes, she claims that his countersuit ruined her life, it did.
Oh, no, it didn't. Holly, Holly, Holly. What do we have for Holly?
Is she right?
No.
Oh.
My dear, you know absolutely nothing about lawsuits.
It's the Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Here's Bob Barker. Barton Slavin of New York is getting $2 million, but it won't bring back his mental abilities, and he'll never be able to work as a teacher again. Barton was talking on a payphone when he was suddenly shocked with high-voltage electricity.
I surely won't be using that payphone again.
The electric company, Con Ed, was apparently negligent in the way it installed an underground water pump. Barton's lawsuit says a $4 circuit breaker could have prevented the problem.
Oh, Bobby, oh, 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 I gotta go. I'm being shocked at this.
Why should you vote in the next presidential election? After all, what can a president really accomplish?
Well,
he can appoint Supreme Court justices.
George W. sent me a nice window sticker.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, George W., he's my man.
And I'd just like to say that the Gore camp has sent me Dick.
Thank you.
Nada. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing at all.
Go Bush.
A president can support, can appoint Supreme Court justices who will either uphold or strike down laws on abortion, pornography, civil rights, individual rights, and all the issues that liberals and conservatives usually argue about. Experts say the next president may get to appoint three justices.
Three.
And that could make the court swing in one direction or the other. The latest public figure to point this out today was Christian Coalition founder Pat Robertson.
All right, he's a kook, but I want to tell you something about the Republicans.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Do you know the same people, the Virginia Republican
Party or
Party Coalition of
Committee,
North Virginia,
whatever,
that came down and put out a press release when I switched from being a Democrat to a Republican?
Right.
They have officially invited me to speak at a rally two nights after the second debate
in Northern Virginia
to speak on behalf of George Bush. There are three debates. I think the first one's next week, and then there's a second one, then there's a third wind-up one, and I'm going to speak. Believe it or not.
You're going to do it.
You can take a tape recorder with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Can't wait.
Me, standing up. Me, Mr. Pull My Finger Fart Joe.
There you go.
I'm going to stand up and say a few words about why I switched to the Bush campaign.
I think that's noble.
How freaking funny is that?
I think it's the funniest thing I've ever heard of.
I'm doing it as a goof. I'm not switching my political affiliation as a goof.
Right.
But I'm going to go take the invitation.
God bless you. Going to use the God Bless America speech?
Oh, you know I am.
Attaboy.
And I'm going to mention how I bleed red, white, and blue.
There you go. That's
good. Johnny Patriot.
I'll play some patriotic music in the back of it.
I can't comment on that because I don't have control of that.
Big cheer.
But they said they give me about 4 minutes at the podium.
There you go.
That's great.
They think I can sway some of the Gen X votes.
Yes, there you go.
So I'm going to do it. I'm actually going to be at a speaking engagement
for the Republican Party.
Well, even though I'm on the other side of the political spectrum, I look forward to hearing your speech.
That'll be one hell of a funny thing.
That'll be fantastic.
Well, we mentioned this yesterday, but now it's official. The cancer has returned to imprisoned mobster John Gotti. Daily News says it is spreading aggressively. Gotti's doing life on racketeering and murder charges. He's been in the federal prison hospital for 2 weeks now.
God bless.
And well, the six-foot statue of Mr. Potato Head that stands in Warwick, Rhode Island, it's coming down. Painted an Idaho dark brown, Mr. Potato Head wears a Hawaiian shirt, sunglasses, and a hat. To the local tourism people, he represents fun.
He's always been mistaken for Chicago disc jockey Steve Dahl.
No, actually, to the local affirmative action officer, he represents racism.
What? Oh, because he's painted dark brown?
She says he reminds her of Little Black Sambo. Quoting her, the only thing missing is a watermelon. Quoting the artist who designed the statue, he's a potato. That's why he's brown.
Right. Time out, Buzz.
Okay.
We got to be back in a moment, so we'll do the commercials right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They wonder if you're lonesome tonight. Don Geronimo, Michael Mayer.
Buzz, thanks. Some homeless people in Seattle are getting the credit for finding a missing person. The person was a brain surgery patient who wandered out of a hospital on Tuesday.
I think I'll go for a little walk.
This is Sam Huff.
Where's my hair?
By Friday, the 29-year-old man was back in the hospital, but he didn't remember leaving the hospital. He didn't remember walking around downtown Seattle.
This is Sam Huff.
He doesn't remember how or where he got the sweatshirt he was wearing when he was found, and...
This is Sam Huff.
He certainly doesn't remember being found fast asleep on a city sidewalk.
This is Sam Huff.
The police description of him was pretty straightforward. A man with a partially shaved head and a fresh surgical scar.
This is Sam Huff.
An alarm has now been placed on the man's hospital room door in case he tries to take off again.
Ooh. This is Sam Huff.
Imagine turning on your tap and seeing dozens of tiny little red worms come gushing out.
Oh, well, I do.
It happened to a woman.
Those aren't worms.
Happened to a woman in Deltona, Florida this week. She was grossed out and frightened, but she and other citizens are being assured by local water officials that it's perfectly okay. They say the worms pose no health problems, that they're really just harmless larvae.
Do you know about...
Oh, gross.
The other night, Frida was making salad for us, and she had a green pepper.
Uh-huh.
Big-ass green pepper. I love green peppers.
That's great.
And she cut the thing in half, and she's proud, and she says, oh, look! Mm-hmm. Look! She brought it over, and there's this big-ass worm in the middle of it. And I said, oh, gross.
Yeah.
I'm not eating that. And she said, oh, no, 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 no. No problem at all. What she did was she took the half of the green pepper that had the worm in it,
uh-huh,
and put it out on the table on the deck by the grill.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And now it's just sitting out there, and the pepper's, like, decaying and stuff.
Right.
And the worm is still living inside.
Just enjoying his pepper.
Yeah, this green pepper.
Oh, man.
It's gross.
That is gross. Well, the county health department is also...
Thank you for allowing me to share that non-funny story.
I thought it was a lovely story.
You
told it so well with such enthusiasm. The county health department in Florida is nonplussed as well. It says the worms are more of an aesthetic problem than a health problem.
Oh, yeah. Aesthetic problem, yeah. The water's fine, but we just got red gooey worms in there.
Like Elvis, Richard from Survivor just keeps giving.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight.
You're a fudge packer tonight, Richard Hatch. Millionaire Richard Hatch says he likes to walk around naked because of a woman. He tells the gay magazine The Advocate that he was so proud of himself the first time he had sex with a woman he didn't bother to get dressed when he walked her downstairs in her dorm house.
I wonder if we've had intercourse tonight.
That's normal. He says he's been into nudity and dives ever since. Hatch also says that when he was a kid, some other kids sexually molested him with some chestnuts.
I wonder if he knew Charlie's muscle tonight.
Stop it. Let me up. Age-old question. Is there such a thing as a bad seed? Is the criminal mind inherited or created by its environment? Consider the Viramontes family of Tucson, Arizona. Family has four sons, and as of today, all four of them have been convicted of murder.
You're not going to believe this!
The 15-year-old could get 22 years for the killing to which he's pleaded guilty.
The 18-year-old's facing life in prison for his. The 21-year-old is already doing life.
Incredible!
And the 22-year-old is facing the death penalty for beating a guy to death in a first-degree murder case.
I'd say that's in the genes.
A local prosecutor says he has seen criminally inclined families before, but never one like this one.
I got a break right there, Buzz. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'd say that's genetics applied.
Sure, it sounds like it.
So, Taffy Tuchel is right there. Time for a call 100, a prize package. Selected especially for you.
All right.
Be assertive when you call Lisa right now. She's standing by 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who are these people?
No empty-headed ball busters allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, before Buzz winds it up, let me give you the lineup for Monday's episode. We will go with the unusual body contest on Monday. Sorry we had to postpone that today.
Very good.
When we'll be giving away the $1,500 shopping spree at the Sharper Image.
Hey,
you've got a weird body. Want to see it Monday. Also Monday on the show, we'll be talking for the first time ever with Dennis Franz, Sipowicz from NYPD Blue. Hey, Ron and Fez are going to be in D.C., so they're coming by to be on the show.
Hey.
Love Ron and Fez.
Yeah.
Can't figure out which one of them is a homo. So we'll give them the homo test on Monday.
Good.
Both Ron and Fez coming by.
Hey.
Also Monday, Match Game 2000.
Oh, yeah.
And Leah Remedy is calling on Monday.
Oh, my God.
To tell us about our script and to give us the date.
Good.
We're going to Los Angeles to tape real episodes of King of Queens.
Fantastic.
So that's pretty jam-packed on Monday. The body contest, Dennis Franz, Ron and Fez, Magic Game 2000, Showdown with Leah, all of that on Monday.
Marvelous.
Monday. Now here is Buzzito.
In sports, that will be 15 yards and $2,500 for mocking and mimicking. The NFL is instructing its on-field officials to start slapping fines and penalties on players for taunting. The league cites last week's Cowboys-Niners game as a prime example when San Francisco's Terrell Owens did a little dance on the Cowboys logo at midfield after both his touchdowns. Dallas running back Emmitt Smith did a similar thing after a one-yard touchdown run. Denver Broncos fans will try to set a new world record Sunday for the loudest stadium crowd.
Ooh.
More than 76,000 fans are expected in Mile High Stadium for the game against New England. The current crowd noise record was set last year in Dublin, Ireland, 124 decibels, according to the Guinness Book.
Poison!
That's about the loudness of a jumbo jet flying overhead.
Boy!
Tony Stewart will start from the pole for Sunday's Napa Auto Care 500 at Martinsville Speedway here in Virginia.
That's my guy. That's a Home Depot car.
Stewart nosed out Rusty Wallace by just over 300ths of a second.
Yeah, Rusty Wallace is a fag.
Yeah, I don't want Rusty Wallace in him.
Click, click, click. Jeff and Ward Burton have the second row.
They're fags, too.
Finally, what you do in the privacy of your own home is, for the most part, your business.
You bet it is.
It better be. But what you do in the privacy of your backyard may be another story. In Oakland Township, Michigan, Richard and Cheryl Vandenbush are in trouble for being naked in their backyard.
And in booze.
And in
bush. They live out in the country, and they say the lots are big enough they can't be seen by their neighbors.
In the country.
That's not how the neighbors see it.
Country.
They say the couple not only sunbathes nude on their deck, they've even been spotted having sex.
Not going to be a controversy here.
The judge will no doubt want to know how the neighbors were able to see all that from so far away.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Now.
Yeah.
Now, Scott. Yeah, that's it. We got to go. Listen, happy Rosh Hashanah. Happy New Year.
Good Yuntum.
And I do have one final plug to get in. Join Charlie Stossel from the Don and Mike Show as he MCs Fem Sports.
Oh, what's he doing?
Fem Sports Valkyrie Fest 2000, Sunday, October 1st, College Park, Maryland.
Hi there.
This is first of its kind of event. Features some of the country's top female athletes in a combined strength and physique competition.
All right, Charlie.
Like you've never seen before.
Way to go.
Go to www.femsport.com.
proceeds, I'm not making this up.
Yes,
Charlie's a big fan. Proceeds to benefit the Boys Club of America.
Oh, it's all thoughtful.
Very good. There's the plug. All right, time for call number 100. Almost forgot to say, have a great weekend. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Let's go Skins. Let's go Giants. Let's go Packers.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to cover all my base. Rams.
There you go.
Rams, yes, except we don't broadcast in St. Louis.
No, but they're your fantasy team.
Right, but and that's a given, Buzz.
Okay.
The Rams play San Diego this week.
Any given Sunday, Don.
I'll be counting my money on Monday. Hey,
yeah,
on Monday.
I think you will.
Hey, what's your name? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Ron.
Hi, Ron. Ron, say it, please. Titans jacket.
All right.
Courtesy of AMC. It's a decent prize. AMC and Disney. Remember, the Titans is now showing Czech newspapers for theater showtimes. Thank you for listening to the show.
Oh, thanks, guys. You guys are radio gods. I love you.
Thanks. Where are you calling from?
Reno, Nevada on KPLY.
KPLY in Reno. Beautiful. And hopefully with the second half of the show today, we turn the tide.
Yeah. I think we did, Don. I really do.
Come back Monday refreshed. Also, thanks to John Madden from Fox NFL Sunday.
Good guy. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about talking about the girl touching herself while you were on the phone, John. In case you're listening now.
Really?
That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Rob.
Buddy.
Trusted friend. Yard sale, buddy.
Yes.
Throw your fez in the air, just like Sidney Tyler Moore. What happened?
He just missed 2 days in a row.
Meow.
Perfect close.
We will see you Monday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.